we're doing the Taisus Kamashwan and then Hochamah Menacharo. Let's just want to point out the difficulties. From the Taisus himself, it would appear that he's not asking from the case in Sanhedrin that you see over there, Yehocham Basarov. Right? Because if he were, he wouldn't say, Lesi v'kavachomer, kidamirim perakamina Sanhedrin. He would just say that in perakamina Sanhedrin, we already learned that dinim mamad is Yehocham Basarov. And we learned that with kavachomer. What is this Lesi v'kavachomer? So the answer is that he didn't ask from that case, because that was only Ruben Disa Kamon. So therefore, Ruben Disa Kamon is true that you go Basarov, but this is not a Ruben Disa Kamon. So that's why Taisus' whole question is, Vafil Ruben Disa Kamon as Lina Medina Nefashas Basarov. That's where his question comes in. That once he says, and now, so why can't you use the Kal V'chomer? For Ruben Disa Kamon. Okay? For Ruben Disa Kamon. And the proof that this is the Pshat and Taisus is from the Taisus of Sanhedrin al Gilam Beis. If you look at his Lashon, he says, and you can't say, he breaks it up. He says, and you can't say that Rubud Lessa come on, it doesn't work, because we do follow those robes. So you see clearly from the Taisus of Sanhedrin that it's not a matter of something wrong with the Lashon. But actually, Taisus wasn't asking from the case of Sanhedrin, because Sanhedrin is Ruba the Issa Kamon. But he was asking from Ruba the Lesser Kamon, and he was saying, he was borrowing the Kal V'chomer from Dina Nefashis to Dina Mominus. Okay? So at first sight, when you look at his terrors, there's two difficulties. He says, Dosim Gabadiyanam Shani de Choshev Miyatituk Misha'ino. So now it sounds like he's so it sounds like now he's trying to answer the question of over there by Sanhedrin or by Bezin. But the question wasn't from Bezin to begin with. The question was from Ruben Lesser Kamon. So somebody asked him, what happened to his, he forgot about Ruben Lesser Kamon. He's just been mechalal between this and Bezin. Okay, what happened to his main? That wasn't even the question, actually. Okay? That wasn't even the question. That's the difficulty in the Taisus. So there's a Reb Chaim in the pamphlets. That's they put it into a sefer now, Chiddush Reb Chaim al Hashas. So I want to extrapolate one thing from the Reb Chaim. Take one thing from the Reb Chaim. It's very confusing Reb Chaim there. But one point he makes, which I think is. It's a big yisod and very important point, and that is that Taisus could never have asked from Ruba Kakula, from Sanhedrin Ruba Kakula, because Ruba Kakula is a different halacha. So in Sanhedrin, there's two halachas in Sanhedrin. One halacha in Sanhedrin is Ruba Kakula, because you need the number of the Sanhedrin Bezin, whether it's Bezin Shal Shlosha, or whether it's Sanhedrin Shal Chav Gimel. You need the number of people, of gavras, in order to make up the Sanhedrin. So there you must say Ruba Kakula. Okay. So Sanhedrin, in Sanhedrin, insofar as it's Ruba Kakula, so there's no din of Holchem Basarov. Has nothing to do with it. It's like Shkita Simonim. You say if you do Rov Simon, Ruba Kakula. That's not Holchem Basarov. It has nothing to do with the concept of Holchem Basarov. Okay. So, what is Taisus? It's mashma from Reb Chaim that Taisus is asking from Sanhedrin. But I'm not going to go into that. I'm just taking this one thing from the Reb Chaim. That that with regard to Sanhedrin, there's two halachas. One halacha is that you have to have a number of gavras involved in Chita Chadin. So therefore, you have to say Ruba Kakula. But there's another halacha in Sanhedrin, and that is that Sanhedrin is birur. There's a bureau of Sanhedrin. You can't say it's just Ruba Kakula. There's a reason for Ruba Kakula. It's bureau. So insofar as bureau is concerned, and so far as knowing the Dover La'amito, finding out, investigating the Dover La'amito, so over there, we say that Yehocham Basarov. Okay? Over there we say Yehocham Basarov. All right? So that is where the Taisus is coming in Sanhedrin. Okay? that you go bus a rov, because insofar as being mevar ha davar lamito, the rov is a mevar. Okay? In other words, you could have said that whatever the bezin goes by, whatever the bezin says, we go by. And what does the bezin say? Ruba kakula. Okay, that has nothing to do with hochel bus a rov. But the only reason why he doesn't accept that idea is that's good by shechita simona. So you say ruba kakula. But over here, the whole function of the bezin is levar ha davar amita. I mean, there's amita sadin. You can't just disregard that. So you must say that insofar as being levar ha davar amita in the process of shakla v'tarya and the bezin, they're involved in the bir ha davar. And you go bus a rov because the rov is mevar. So there's two halachas in bezin. One is that you go bus a rov because rov is the bir ha'dov lamito. But then you must have in the chita chadin, you must have 23 active members. So therefore we say ruba kakula because they're all involved in chita chadin. Okay? And ruba kakula. So they all, therefore there's two halachas there. Okay? Therefore, there's two halachas there.
So, means a unanimous decision?
Right. If the rove says chayev, they all said chayev. If you cut rove simon, so you cut all
simon. It's not a unanimous.
No, but it's the same idea. Ruba kakula. In other words, whatever the quality pervades the whole thing. So you have a bezin and the quality is chayev. So the chayev is, they're all saying chayev. That's ruba kakula. Okay. So, at any rate, if Taisus was making a reference to Ruba Kakula, it would have no sheiches to Hochem Basarov. I mean, Zul Basaruva. So clearly, when Taisus says there's a Kal V'Chomer from Din Nefesh to Din Mamonis, he's not talking about Ruba Kakula, because that would have no sheiches. So the Kal V'Chomer Ruba Kakula, I don't know, what would that prove? That wouldn't prove anything. A Kal V'Chomer over there, not over here. It's a different area. So he has to show you there's a Kal V'Chomer of Hochem Basarov.
Yeah.
And that, you see, because the Gemara says Dinei Nefashos Hochem Basarov in Bezdin and Kal V'Chomer Dinei Mamonos. So you see there's a Loch of Hochem Basarov with regard to that there's a Kal V'Chomer of Hochem Basarov from Dinei Nefashos Dinei Mamonos. Now, why doesn't Taisvis, now we're saying. So the taste is going in on bir ha'davar. That's what we're taking from here. So you have bir ha'davar. Okay, so now where do we take it from here? So the kasha from Bezdin in the Gemara is no kasha because that's bir ha'davar v'rubadisa kamon. That's one type of bir. But ours is not that case of v'rubadisa kamon. Ours we're saying rov people call chavis. And cut. So it's not a Ruba Disa come on. It's Ruba Dulesa come on. So Taisha says, but so maybe you'll say there's no Kal V'Chomer over there. So maybe you'll say not there's no Kal V'Chomer, but maybe you'll say there's no case. You can't make a Kal V'Chomer because there's no case in the Fashos that you go Busa Ruba Dulesa come on. Okay? So Taisha has to tell you there is, right? And that's there is. And what does Taisus Sanhedrin cites two cases? Rove Nashim, what does they say? And also Rove people make a mistake in the day of the month. Okay. That's Taisus Sanhedrin. I've given one base. Okay. So now Taisus' kasha is set up. Okay. His kasha is set up. Okay. So now the Achronim is that where does he answer the question of Ruba Dulesa Kamon? He never makes a reference to it. Seems like he just goes Bezdin, and his question wasn't even on Bezdin. Okay. So this I'm using Yaakov Trachtman, the right approach here. The approach is sharp. The approach is like this. You see, Taisvis is referring to Ruba Dulesa Kamon, because that's where his whole kasha was. But his whole kasha was based on the principle that there is a Kal V'Chomer from Dinei Nefashos to Dinei Mamonos. And that's what Tosfos undermines. The Kal Vachomer. Okay? That's what Tosfos undermines in his Teretz. He undermines the Kal Vachomer. Okay? How does he undermine the Kal Vachomer? So he says like this. Tavasim gabe dayona mishayni. The choshev. Now this is the what do you call it? Now we have to get into the svara of the Tosfos. Okay? But that's definitely the logical format of the Tosfos. The Tosfos is undermining the Kal Vachomer, and then the Ruba the lesser Kamon can't work because that was built on the Kal Vachomer from Ruba Disa Kamon, from the case in Bezin. So Tosfos from the case in Bezin there's no Kal Vachomer. In other words, there's no Kal Vachomer from Dinei Nefashos to Dinei Mamonos. Okay? The Gemara says there is a Kal Vachomer. So Tosfos says over there there's a Kal Vachomer. Why? The Hosam Gabe Dayanim Shiny the Chosh of Meat to Kamisha Eino. Okay. Kamisha Eino. So you see, yes, so and this is what I think got the Acharon to think that Tosfos is directly telling you that it's not like Bezin. Because he's telling you that Meat to do is command the lesser. Okay? And they interpreted it to mean Ruba Kakula. So I want to give a different interpretation. That the miyatitu command lesser means like this. Not Tosfos doesn't say that hosom shiny the ruba kakula like a miyat. He doesn't say that. He says choshev miyatitu kamishaino. I think it means something different. I think what he means is like this. That in our case you have a miyat b'metzius. You have miyat people that buy the shore for shechita, okay? But in Sanhedrin, where it's a matter of deos, you go basar rov deos. That's a different kind of a rov. There's no miyat b'metzius. It's deos and yemachria. You machria that you go bust of the rov, but there's no actuality of a miut. It's rov deos against miut deos, and then you machria and the miut is gone. That's what Tosfos means. He means the nature of the substance of rov over there is of a different quality. It's really deos. It's ideas. It's opinions. It's a rov opinions. Then you don't have a miut that's in existence, an extant miut. You see, Masha'ina came over here. We have a concrete miut, because you have the miut that call Chav Yiskad, and you have the miut that buy for Shechita. Okay, but it's a real miut b'metzius. Okay, that's what I think he means. So what he's saying is that like this, that when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, you can't really make a Kal Vachomer. Because you can't compare the properties of Dinei Mamonos with the properties of Dinei Nefashos. In Dinei Nefashos, you don't have a miut b'metzius. It's a question of is a Rubid Lesser come on? Or a Rubid Isa come on? Whichever one it is. It's not a miut b'metzius. It's a miut in deos. So there, you see, that miut is command lesser. So there you could say a Kal Vachomer. That's why the Gemara over there could make a Kal Vachomer from Dinei Nefashos to Dinei Mamonos. Because in Bezdin, the nature of the rov and the miut is of a different quality. But in Dinei Mamonos, you have a physical phenomenon of a person being a muhzik. And it has a different property. The miut is a miut, which is a miut to Metzius. So you can't make a Kal Vachomer from Dinei Nefashos to Dinei Mamonos. Okay? And then he says like this. Alright? And then what he's saying is like this. The second point he's saying is that there's no muhzik over there. Because he can't say that I'm a muhzik and I'll align myself with the miut. Because the miut deos. Because he's not a muhzik against the fact that he's thrown before the Bezin means the Bezin has the right to be mafkia mamon from him. So him, vis-a-vis the Bezdin, he's not a Muhzik. There's no Din Muhzik over there. Mashaina Cain, in our case, you have a in our Din Amominus, you have a property of a real Muhzik and a real Miut. So that's why there's no comparison between Dine Nefashis and Dine Momentus, and you can't have a Kalvachoma from Dine Nefashis to Dine Momentus. The only place you can have a Kalvachoma from Dine Nefashis to Dine Momentus is in the case of Bezdin, because then they're both going to be alike. Then they're both going to be alike. Okay? All right. Yeah.
Why are they unlike each other in the case
of Bezdin? So the question is, so why does Nesef say both things? Right? Why does Nesef say both things? But the answer is very simple. Why? Because if there were one of those things there, there wouldn't be a Kal Vachomer. Okay? Do you follow? In other words, if there was a physical Miut, for instance, an actual Miut in Dine Mominus, so then there wouldn't be a Kal Vachomer from Dine Nefashis. Because you couldn't have a Kal Vachomer. Or if there was a Murzik, you couldn't have a Kal Vachomer. So all you'd need is one of those properties to be mafkia the Kal Vachomer. See, Tais was saying the reason why it's a Kal Vachomer is because Dine Mominus is exactly the same insofar as Bezdin is concerned as Dine Nefashos. And Dine Mominus, in reality, you can't have a Kal Vachomer for Dine Nefashos, because Dine Mominus has different properties. What are the properties? Properties of Mozik and the properties of an actual Miut. Okay? So if there were one of those two properties in Dine Mominus and Bezdin case, you also wouldn't have a Kal Vachomer. Do you follow? That's why Taisa has to say that both things don't exist. Because you would never have a Kal Vachomer. The essence of what Taisa is saying is that you can't have a Kal Vachomer from Dine Nefashis and Dine Mominus, because Dine Mominus has different properties. What are the different properties? It has a Muot, an actual existing Muot, and it also has a Muhzik, which doesn't exist in Dine Nefashis. So you can't have a Kal Vachomer. So now Taisa has to show that neither of those two elements exists in the Kal Vachomer and the Gemara and Dine Mominus. Because if either one did, then it would refute his whole point that Dine Mominus is qualitatively differentiated from Dine Nefashis, and there's no Kal Vachomer. So that's why he says there's no Meat over there and there's no Chazaka. So that's why the Gemara can make the Kal Vachomer. That's why he has to knock out both. You see? That's why Taisus has to knock out both. That's why Taisus continues. He says, Aval Gabe Sha'ar Mamon the Ika Miyat V'Chazaka Lo Azlin and Basaruba. He means we have the properties of Miyat and the properties of Chazaka, so then we don't go Basarov, and there's no Kal Vachomer from Dina Nefashis, because Dina Nefashis is a completely different thing, doesn't have these elements. That's Chantais. Okay? What's the combination of Miyat and Chazaka? That when it comes to Dina Mominus, it would mean that you are definitely removing actual schusim of a gavra that's from the miyat and is a mochzik. And that you can't do. In other words, a rov can define something. Define a kasher, it's a mutter, asr, tamei tar, but it can't take away a metzias. And over here, in Dina Mominus, there's a metzias of a mochzik. And a metzias of a mochzik has certain schusim, and the rov cannot say that Rav cannot say that most people will have schusim, but the miyut, this miyut will not have a schus. So there's a miyut of a muhzik, and the miyut of muhzik is a reality, and you can't have a rov to undermine the reality of the miyut that's a muhzik. That's why Taisa says that. That's what Taisa says is qualitatively differentiated. That's why Dina Nefashis has nothing to do with that. You don't have such ideas in Dina Nefashis.
Then
it's mishpat for everybody. But here it's not going to be mishpat for everybody, because you're going to tell me that there's a certain group which are muhzakim, and rightfully so, because they're from a miyut, and the rov is going to take those people and is going to take away their schusim. Can't do that. Okay? We're taking Rashi, Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph. Rashi, Dibra, Masul, Chav Zayin, Amud Lamekar, Chamekar. She biyara mocha losis lo eza shi yitza. Afilu his name, mochavius, the mashma gedola nosen lokachi katana. Why? Because he gave the meat. Okay. So what's strange in Rashi? There's something strange here. Yeah, but what's funny in Rashi is the beginning of Rashi. What do you mean shebiyada mocha losis loezer shiyutza? What kind of thing is that?
What do you mean?
Well, no, he should have said she'im ha-mocher ha'ya b'dayto li'tein kad yochol li'tein lo kad. Yeah, that's what he should have said. He should have said the mocher, because the mocher yochol ha-mocher lomar ani min ha-miyut. Less laser shiyutza? I mean, it doesn't matter what I had in mind.
Yeah,
so now it's my move. I can do anything I want now.
Jewish business.
Right. Right. That's very strange. Where does he get the entitlement? I mean, yeah. Rashi on Amid Bey says, you don't say Gobas Arov and he was Kona Lacharisha, and it's a toss. It's a mistake. Ela Oma Hamotz Mechaver Ol Avaraya, the Yochalom Ol Lashchita Machayet of Lach. Okay, so what does it mean? What he means? Why? Because he could say he's from the Miut. The Rashi doesn't say that. He just says he could say Lashchita. He has right the time Lashchita Machayet of Lach. So I mean, but the point is, what kind of a taina? So apparently, he needs a taina. That's his time. It was Shita Machalavach, right? But how does that resolve the problem? Because it's true, you're very nice, and you sold him for Shita. Let's say he's telling the truth, okay? So, but the point is, the question is whether there was Gmiras Das in the pot of Lekech. That's the real question. If Lekech had no Gmiras Das, so what good does it do if the Mocher sold him for Shita? No Kenyan. So what Rashi should have said was that you don't say Gobas Aruba, and the Gilui Das is that the Lokeach, and you don't have any Gilui Das in the Lokeach. You don't say the Gilui Das Lokeach was Laraja, Lacharisha. He doesn't talk about that. Why, that's not a problem. Right. What's the tain of the mochzik? The tain of the mochzik is anim and amiyot. I mean, so what good is that? So he's from the miyot. But the question is, was there Gemir's Das? Right. And Gemir's Das, you need two bodies. So what does it help that he's from the miyot? I mean, what kind of a tain is that? Okay, go ahead. Yes, I mean, they don't even mention the difficulty. It's obvious. I mean, why isn't it the same exact thing? That the mocher could say, "Kim li benafshoy, sheni menamiyut." Why does he have to? And in the case of Kat also, he can't say "Kim li benafshoch, shehata menamiyut." I mean, what's the difference? In the first case, he says the mochzer could say kim li benafshei sheni menamiyut. That's all you have to say, right? So why can't the mocher by the nakhon say the same thing, kim li benafshei sheni menamiyut? And I'm selling it to you for shechita. Same exact thing. I mean, it's like the same case. I mean, what is Rebbeinu Tam saying? Just the plain pshat is self contradictory. Yeah. The Rashbam in Mocha Peros in Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. He says the Rashbam in Dibur HaMaschil L'shchita Machartav Lach. So first he says you don't go Basa Ruba, you go Basa Taina Tova. And then he says since you don't go Basa Rov, so it's 50-50. Now what's the Taina Tova? The Taina Tova is that the Mocha could say to the Lokeach, since it's 50-50, I don't have to to keep in the ruba lo klumu, lo hoya lo lamocha lafarish. He didn't have to explain anything. Ela halakeach avle lamema laraja kabina. But it's not so simple. It's not because he's the mocha and lokeach. He's not telling the principle of mocha and lokeach. Because he says on Amud Beis that it's because he's a mochzik. where he says, and there he says something a little different. He says, "Laws lina basa ruba on sadi beis on beis el acha hamuchzikim yeshlo shum taina." Yeshlo shum taina. So what kind of a thing is that? I mean, because he's a muchzik, now he has a taina that what? That the other person should have been mefarish. I mean, what kind of a taina is that? He doesn't seem to say the taina is from the mir. That the mochik say I'm from the mir. His taina is that you should have been mefarish. Strange, the whole thing. I mean, we don't understand the whole thing. I mean, it really is a suffix in the Gemara's Das. And besides, what's even more strange is the way he phrases it. He says, "Umidlo pirish hifsid." So, what do you mean hifsid? Why should he lose? I mean, the question is what his Gemara's Das was, right? And we don't know what his Gemara's Das was. So, okay, so I was negligent. I was mafarish. So that's why I lose. I mean, there was no kinyan. Question is, was there a kinyan? Was there not a kinyan? Was there mutual gemiras das or not? So what kind of a thing is that? That because, I should have been mafarish. Let's assume that's a good time. I should have been mafarish. But the question is, so that's why I lose my case. So what is it, an avera? I did an avera, I was mafarish. So that's why I lose my money, even though I wanted something else. I mean, what kind of a framework is this? You follow? The whole Rashbam really doesn't make any sense, because what is he saying? He's saying that the lokeach, because it's 50-50, so I don't have to say anything. You have to be mefarish. I mean, why? Because I'm the muzik? I mean, what's that got to do with it? Since I'm the muzik, now you have to be mefarish.
No, all that's going on here is someone is complaining to somebody else. Now, if the complaint is a defendant.
But it's not a matter of complaints, it's a matter of one know what his das was. What his Gemir's das was, and it's a 50-50 that his Gemir's das was on Raja.
Yeah, but if it's 50-50, why should I explain myself? You haven't even brought a valid complaint.
Rashbam doesn't seem to make an issue of the whole suffix here. I mean, he doesn't talk about that. He just says that he has a good time in the Mocha. Why? Because he's a Mosik. He can say, you should have explained. Well, what kind of... I should have explained. So I didn't explain. But the fact is, what bearing does that have? The fact that I failed to explain, even if you say I should have explained, the fact that I failed to explain, so therefore what? So therefore I lose my money? I mean, it's a 50-50 suffix, what my Gemara's Das was. What kind of a time is that? Okay? Yeah. A little funny. That's something that is a little strange, that... The Rashbam on Tzadi Beis and Bav Basra. Okay. He says, the Shchita Machatev Lachto Ika Dezavon L'Shchita V'rubal Af Klumu V'avalei Ki Palga O Palga V'amotzim Echaver Olav Araya. Okay. And then later he comes back to that. He says, on the bottom he says like this. I mean, now he's switching it. He's saying that by Rove by for Raja and Mir by for Shchita. Okay? So he says that since the Rove is nothing over here, so the Mocha didn't have to be Mefarish. I assume because he's a Mocha. Because if the Rove was something, so then what would we say? We would say the Raja. But since the rove is nothing, so that's why he doesn't have to mefarish. Ela halakeach havalei lamemal raja kabeinulei. But on the contrary, the lokeach had to say what was he wanted it for raja. Umid lo pirish, and since he didn't express himself, hifsid, he lost that. I mean, that's a different. That's using the rove in a different manner. I mean, you can say in hokum basa rove. That means in psak we don't go. We don't not machriya the din according to rove. But he's saying something else. He's saying that since there's no Rov, so that's why it's like Palgo Palgo, and you have to express yourself. I mean, in Metzias there is a Rov. And you can't say there's no Rov in Metzias, there is a Rov. And Metzias is not Palgo Palgo. So what kind of argument is that? Since we don't, it's almost like taking the psak. Since we possibly don't give us a Rov, so that's why you have to express yourself. I mean, that's Allah and Din. There is a Rov, so it's not a better argument that since we don't go bust a Rov, so that's why you had to express yourself. And that's not why you have to express yourself. You just have to express yourself for whatever reason, but not because you don't go bust a Rov. What's it got to do with don't go bust a Rov? You know what I mean? Okay. I mean, the basic question in the whole sig is, I mean, what is it, for instance, the person can tell you that I'm from the Miyut, or I sold it for Shechita. But what does that? How does that help? I mean, but there's. But what about the Lokeach? I mean, the whole thing doesn't. The whole Gemara doesn't make any sense in terms of the connection. I mean, what kind of a tain is that I'm from the Miyut? I mean, or I sold it for Shechita. But the question is whether your Gemara is das or not. Okay? Moreover, the Rashbam says like this. He says, since there's no Rov, it's like Palgo Palgo. Vamos mecharel v'arayat. I mean, what does it mean there's no Rov? There is a Rov b'metzius. It's halacha that you don't go like the Rov. So how does that make it palgo palgo? With regard to the lokeach. Like he says later, he says, elazina basa hushetoin yafe. Kivan deruba lo klumu lo hoyla lo mochala farish. Ela lokeach avalela memela raja kabina. Omidlo pira shifsid. That's another strange thing. That it goes, since you don't go bust a Rove, so since Ruba is nothing, so it's 50-50. I mean, what do you mean Ruba is nothing? I mean, there's a Metzius of Rove. With regard to whether the guy should have said something, the fact is that Rove people do buy the Raja. So you can't just discount that. I mean, you don't want to Paschal like Rove. That's something else. And moreover, what does Rashbam mean when he says the Lokeach should have said L'Raja, and since he didn't, Hifsit. Midlo Pirish Hifsit. He was Mafsit himself. Like he would Afsit and Afshe. I mean, what kind of halach is that? I mean, what is it, a Knas? That he's, that he should have, in other words, we're not saying that he, we're saying that he, basically, we're not questioning what he's saying. That maybe he didn't have any Gemiras Das. I mean, that remains a suffix. But the only thing is, why is the Mocher Kona? Because since the Lokeach should have said something, since it's 50-50, so since he didn't say it, so he was Mafsid himself. What do you mean he was Mafsid himself? I mean, well, what kind of Olach is that? I mean, is it Knas? That we give him a Knas because he didn't express himself? I mean, these are the problems here. And another problem was Rashi, because Rashi says basically that with the case of Chavis and Kad, that since we don't go Basarov, so Rashi and Bava Kama, David Maskel Mecha Chamemkar, so Rashi says he can give him whichever one he wants. He can give him whichever one he wants. What kind of halacha is that? I should say, Rashi should have said, he gives him the one, there's Mechaventa. If he was Mechavan to a Kad, he can give him a Kad. If that was his Gemiras Das. But Rashi says, no, he has a right to give him whatever he wants. Okay? And Rabbeinu Tam's Tain of Kimli B'Nafshay Shanim and Amiyot, I mean, what kind of a Tain is that? So you're from the Amiyot, fine, but you admit that the other fellow could be from the Rov. So what? So he had no Gemiras Das. Okay? So those are the problems in the sugya. So the thing is like this. So what we wanted to say is that it's not a question of what was in the das of the mocher or the lokeach in actuality. But the whole union of Mekach and Memkar is chusay mamon. There's a chusum for the lokeach to be kind of the Mekach, and there's a chus for the mocher to be kind of the damim. Okay? That's the transaction of Mekach and Memkar. And in that transaction, you have chusay mocher and chusay lokeach. Okay? But what now, if the person forfeits his, now there's a chova, there's an obligation on anyone who engages in Mekach HaMemkar to clarify his Gmiras Das. To clarify his Gmiras Das. Okay? And if he doesn't clarify his Gmiras Das and enters into the transaction, so then he's mafsid himself. He's mafsid his chus. And that's understood before he enters the transaction. In other words, the das ha'odom is that when I enter a transaction, I have to be knowing according to the rules of the transaction. And if I don't, I lose. Okay? So that's why if it was obligatory on the lokeach to be mefarish dvarav, and he wasn't, so even if there was no Gemiras Das, it doesn't matter. But he'll lose because he entered with the idea that if he doesn't keep the rules of Mekach HaMemkar, if he doesn't keep the Hilchos Mekach HaMemkar, then he loses. Because we're not going to just go up and back and undo transactions based upon the fact that there's a possibility to have Gemiras Das. So the Gemiras Das is a chova on the Balei Mekach HaMemkar to clarify the Das. And if they don't do it, so they mafsa themselves. Okay? Yes?
How do you determine?
Yeah. So, yeah. So the thing is like this. So before he does anything, before the person does anything, there's no risk involved. Before he places himself at risk, he didn't do anything. So he can't say he should have clarified. But over here, like Lokeach, as long as he doesn't give the maus, So then, you can't say he should have clarified. He's in fine condition. But before he gave the maos, and before he was machzik the mocher, then he should have clarified, because that was his transaction. In other words, before he did it, and so far as the mocher is concerned, the mocher didn't really do anything. The mocher didn't give him anything. So, insofar as the transaction from the side of the lokeach, where he tightens, he wants his money back. So he should have clarified before he gave the money, before he entered into the Mekach HaMemkar, the transaction. Okay, the mocha, on the other hand, didn't do anything. So the mocha didn't place anything at risk. He just became a muzik. Okay? So he can't say he should have clarified. Okay, yes.
According to that,
yeah, right. If it was in the reverse, if the mocha gave him the ox, so then he became the mochzik. So then the mocha should have, the burden would be on the mocha to clarify his Gemiras Das and put it into Dibur. And if he doesn't do that, so then he forfeits his money. He forfeits his money because he's acting in Mekach HaMemkar, not according to the rules of Mekach HaMemkar, not according to the Nihug of Mekach HaMemkar. His das is that if he doesn't conform to the niyug of Mekach HaMemkar, then his chusay mamon as a lokeach and his chus mamon as a mocher is lost.
Why wouldn't he just get his kalveh?
What?
Why wouldn't he just get his kalveh?
Because that's because the most mechver al varai. Because once a person's a musuk, you can't do that. We don't just unravel the transaction.
So the lokeach has the money and the kalveh.
So that's the premise. The premise is you have chusay Mekach HaMemkar. And part of Yeshus and Mekach HaMemkar is the obligation to clarify Gemiras Das in Dibor, in the framework of Dibor. Now, if you don't do that, and you enter into the transaction, you machzik somebody money, or you're machzik somebody an object, so then basically you're machzik yourself. Okay? Now, that's on the side of the lokeach. We're speaking of here like the Rashbam's case, lokeach. Now, what's on the side of the mocher? What's on the side of the mocher? Can the mocher just keep it? So Allah says, no. The mocher has to have a taina. He has to have a taina. So what is the combination? And what is the taina? What is the taina going to be over here? This taina is going to be that I sold to you for shchita. That's the Gemara's taina. Right? I sold to you for shchita. So what kind of a taina is that? Basically, what kind of a taina is that? Let's take up another question before we take up that one. The other question is the question we raised about the 50-50. And Rove. Okay, so now Rove, how does Rove come into the picture? Because according to Rav, Rove is a clarification. So the Rove expresses the Gemira's Das. He doesn't have to express his Gemira's Das, and he did everything fine. So if that's the case, so then it's as if he said, L'Raja. But that's why the Rashbam says, since we don't go bus a rove, so now it's 50-50. Because we don't say the rove express the Gemara's Das. So now you have to express it. That's what it means by 50-50. Okay? All right. So that's the machlokes. Machlok is whether rove is equal to dibor. Rove, people buy l'raja. So is that equal to him expressing it and saying that I want l'raja? Okay? All right. That's the rove. That's the rove question. Now, let's go back. We're going like Shmuel, that the Rove does not express Gemira's Das. So therefore, he's obligated to express his Gemira's Das, and if he doesn't do that, so then he's mafsid himself. Okay? But how is he mafsid himself? He's not just doesn't just lose the money. It's not so simple. He's mafsid himself because the lokeach can have a taina. Now, what's the Lashon of Rashbam later? He says, so what does that mean? What does Miyeshla Shum Taina mean? He means as long as the mocher, in this case the mocher, can satisfy the terms of the Gemira's Das, and he could say that in a framework, in one framework, it's legitimate. It's legitimate. So then He remains the mecher remains clinched, and the deal is clinched. Okay, what does that mean? Actually, it means as long as the muhzik can justify his chazaka on the chayfetz, as long as he can justify it, give some justification for the chazaka. See, this chazaka is different than chazaka shekoma shachzer hamshala. This is not the case. We know where it came from. You can't say over here chazaka shekoma shachzer hamshala. We know where it came from. But it means that he's a muhzik in terms of the transaction. And we're not motzi from people that are muhzakim. That's a motzi mechaver al varaya. Because we don't say, why don't we just say, look, the deal is not clear. Why do we allow the mocher to have a taina? Why don't we just say, let's do it over again. Give him his money back, start over again. The answer is, because in Mekach and Memkar, we're not motzi from a mochzik, because a motzi mechaver al varaya. There's a status quo. And once a person becomes a mochzik, so then we don't simply pull it out of his hands. Okay? So what does he have to do? We don't pull it out of his hands, but he can't remain there unless he can justify it. So he has to have some kind of a method of justification. What's the method of justification? He says that the miyut buy for shchita. I sold you for shchita. And you said sure, and sure could be either or. So therefore, I can justify my chazaka by my time that I sold you for shchita. Okay, so that justifies the term that you used can tolerate two interpretations. So I have the right to say which interpretation it is. And that's my schus as a mocher. In Dini Mekach HaMemkar, that's my schus as a mocher to give a taina to just, all I have to do is justify my holding the object, my chazaka on the object. Okay? Yeah. So when you enter a transaction, that's your das. That your das is that if the other person, in this case the mocher, can justify his hachzakas hamamon, that then you're going to lose it. Yes. He has a schus mocher to take the dibur and to operate with something that's a sensible interpretation of the Gemara's das. That's a schus. That's a sensible interpretation of Gemara's das. That's why he can give him Ezer Sheyirtzeh, Rashi says. Because it's up to him. In other words, he has the right now, since he used the term, the lokeach used the term, and he gave the money, he entered into to the mekach. So now, what he did was, he set up the mocher to engage in the mechira, to keep the mechira, as long as he can justify the Gemira's Das, the terms of the Gemira's Das, expression of the Gemira's Das. So he gave him the option. If he makes sense out of it, then he can keep it. Okay, I mean, that's the way it works. Yeah, Nishmon, I guess, because Rav holds that the Rov speaks for the Lokeach. What?
So there's no
Safek. In other words, it's as if the Gemira's Das was actually spoken out. That's what Rav says. Shmuel says no. You don't go by in that type of a case. You don't go in Mominus. You don't go Basarov. By the way, the Rashbam is consistent because the Gemara asks a question. V'lechzi gaver dezavim lenichsasil lenichsasai leraja leraja. So the Gemara asks, let's take a look at the person. Let's see if he always buys for shechita. So we'll say he bought for shechita this time also. Always buys for plowing. So we'll say he bought for charisha. So that seems to be, the other Gemara seems to be going into his das, right? But the Rashbam quickly converts it. He says like this. Kivan dahai gavra ovid dezavan lahachi lahachi, hayalonu lelech, no, I'm sorry. Dezavan lenechsasa. No, that's not my one, the Gemara's answer. Wrong one. Yeah. Kloma, hechidam di pligi rava shmol. Because he means that it'll be as if the Gemara's Das was expressed verbally. Okay? The Kivan Shema, they recognize each other. He knows that he's an Oved Adama. He knows that he's a farmer. The Kivan Shemakirin says, "Are kilu pirishlo machar lisho lacharisha." Okay, that's what the Rashbam says. So you see, he's going along the same, method. Why is it the Shemakirin says that? Because once we know for sure he's a farmer, so there's no doubt that he bought it for farming, right? But that wouldn't matter. Because in dinim mekachom memkar. You have a right to exercise your schus, provided you comply with the rules, which is to make manifest the Gemira's Das. And if you make the Gemira's Das ambiguous, so then the other party has a right to institute either one. I mean, that's what comes out from the Gemara. Right, it's not as uniquely. In other words, the schus mocha is, you gave him the money. You were machzikim. And the lashon you used was ambiguous, was indeterminate. You could tolerate two interpretations. So you put him in the position where he can exercise his chus as a mocher to interpret it in a way that makes sense and to explain his chazaka. And if he can do that, he remains a mochzik. All he has to do is interpret it and explain it. Okay? Yeah, I mean, conversely, if the lokeach is a mochzik, you would have the same right. You'd have the same right. And that's Rashi. Rashi says he has the right to exercise his chusay mechira, provided he makes sense out of the dibur of the Gemara's Das. So that's why you can give him Ezer Sheyirtzeh. That's your chusay mechira. Okay?
So if
All right, and then Rabbi Rachman's notes on the Rav. So he says the following in Rabbeinu Tam. Trying to understand Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult. Because what does Rabbeinu Tam say in the case of Kad? He could say he's from the Mi'at. And in the case of Shor, he can't say he's from the Mi'at. He has to say that he has to say the Lekech from the Mi'at. And what's the difference even between Kad and between Shor? Yes.
One way you define it. In other words, over the...
So the Rav said like this. The Rav said that in the case of Kad Mechavius, so it's a dibor. It's a word, a term that he used, right? So the Lokeach shouldn't have been mishtamesh with a term that's mashmalakan and mashmalakan. So that's why over there we say that the muhzik, it can't be motzi from the muhzik who's the mocher. It's like the regular case. Okay, you can't muzik from the muhzik who's the mocher. Okay, because since it's a question of term, he was negligent when he utilized the term that's mashma two ways. But in the case of Shor, Harisho and Nakhon, over there he wasn't negligent because actually on the contrary, over there the Rove was in his favor. So the Rove defined the purpose for which he bought it. So that's why Rav. In other words, Rav, the Rabbeinu Tam says, Rav will admit over here. Why will he admit over here? Because over here it's a question of terms. So he shouldn't have been mishtamesh in a dibur, which is ambiguous. But over there, he had a Rav. Because the Rav people buy it for Larajah. Over there it's not a question of the word shore, it's a question of the purpose of the shore. So since the Rav people, the purpose is Rajah, so therefore, he relied on the Rove to express it. He wasn't negligent. He relied on the Rove to express it. But in the case of Chavis, he can't say he's relying on the Rove because if this miut, if this fellow's from the miut, he hears God. So he was wrong in utilizing a term that's illegal. That's the way the Rove wants to learn Rabbeinu Tam. Where it's a term, it's a carelessness. On the part of the lokeach, because he's using an ambiguous term. Either rov mean chavius. He can't say the rov is going to help me in this case, because an ambiguous term is a carelessness intrinsically in using the wrong term. But when he says I want a shor, he didn't use the wrong term. But the question, he didn't specify the purpose in the purchase of the shor. That's a different thing. So over there, he could say, Rav says the rov speaks for me. He could say the rov speaks for me. On the contrary, so the Rove clarifies that I don't have to speak it out. Okay? It's not the same case when you use an ambiguous word as when you don't express your objective. Okay? That's what the Rove said. That's the difference. That's Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbeinu Tam. What?
How does he see Rabbeinu Tam?
The one thing that I'm happy about the pshat is you see, that, and he mentions there, he quotes the Rove as saying, that since Lokech used an ambiguous term, Iyuhu da'afsed anafshe. So that shows me that he learned the sugi the same way that we learn. You know what I mean? Yeah. So think of one possibility, that what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying is like this. There's two functions of Rov here. In the case of Kad Mechavius, the Rov can't clarify the Gemir's Das. So since it can't clarify the Dibur, the Gemir's Das, so what it's going to do is it's going to take away the schus of the miut. And the mocha could say, kim li b'nafshay, ni min ha-miut. So that rov can't do. But in the case of Nakhon over there, the rov is functioning to express the gemiras das. And that's a legitimate use of rov. That's why that's the machlekes over there. Can rov express the gemiras das or not? But even rav would agree over here, because over here it's a word. And the word, to him, this is what it means. So you're taking away his chus mechira because he's from the miut. That you can't do. That you can't do with the Rav. The Lashon HaTosfos though, it's still difficult. It's still a little difficult. Because what does he have to say that he can't say kim li b'nafshach she'atam en ha-miut? That's a different thing altogether. Dizavni l'nechsasa. It's a different idea. And also, why does the lokeach have to say ato itatani the kimli benafshoy shanim in a rov to zavni l'raja? Why does he have to say that? Yeah. So we're saying now in Ben Tam is like this. That Ben Tam, when we said that the muhzik can remain a muhzik as long as he justifies his taina. Okay? So what's the justification of his taina according to Rashbam? It tolerates two interpretations. So I say it means this. Or Rashi, you do either one you want. Ben Tam does another way. Ben Tam holds that the underlying responsibility in entering into a transaction of Mekach or Memkar is that you can't put the other person in a position where if he's nosiv and nosiv ba'amuna, he's not going to succeed. Okay? So that's why Rabbeinu Tam says like this, that in the case of Kad, the Mocha says, even though the rov supports you, but it doesn't, but I'm kimli b'nafshash nima namiyat, I know I'm from the miyat. So I could say I was nosiv and nosiv mamuna. So you put me in a position where if I'm nosiv and nosiv mamuna, I lose.
Because
you created the ambiguity. That's right. Correct. That's correct. And I know I'm from the miyut. So that's why you didn't keep the rules of Mekach HaMemkar. The niyug of Mekach HaMemkar. The niyug of Mekach HaMemkar, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is based on nosiv and nosiv mamuna, not on the halachic structure. So therefore, he says, but in the case of Shor, it's different. Why? Because over there, he can't say, I was nosiv and nosiv b'amuna because I'm from the miyut. Because there it's a question of what the purpose is in his purchases. And on the contrary, the rove people don't, rove, he's a mocher, he should think, rove people buy it l'raja. And the rove is mesayeya. So on the contrary, that's why Rabbeinu Tam used the lashon that the lokeach will say, you fooled me. Atoitatani, because I'm really from the rove, and I'm an honest person, and you fooled me because you should have taken into consideration the rove, and therefore you shouldn't have tried to pass off a shor nachon for a shor raja. So you're a crook. You weren't nosiv and nosiv mamuna. That's what I think Rabbeinu Tam is saying.
And that works in conjunction with the
first shot. Yes, it works in conjunction. Yeah. Because the Rav holds that the Rav expresses the Gemara's Das, so that's his taina. But what's his taina? The bottom line, what's his taina? Bottom line, his taina is that I was nosiv and nosiv mamuna. You weren't. Okay? On the contrary, he's saying, the Lekech is saying, you're taking advantage of me, so you can't justify your chazaka. Okay. All right, so we're going to do a review on the sugya. Okay, we'll start off with the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam is intrinsically difficult because in the case, you have two cases. You have the case in our case by Kad and Chavius, where most people call Chavius and Kad, and the Lokeach used the term chavius, and the mocha wants to give him a kad. So we say that the mocha has a right to give him a kad. And because I know chumam nacharov, that's one case. And the other case is by the case of mocha shalach verbanim sanakhan. So rov people buy for charisha, you don't go bus a rov, so the mocha has a right to give the lokeach the nakhon and say that I sold it for shrita. Okay. So you have those two cases, parallel cases at first sight. And it would seem that if you go bus a rove by the primary case, let's speak about the primary case being nakhon, bishavishon nakhon, okay? That's the primary case. So it would seem that there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So Rav maintains you go basar rov, and therefore you say that he bought it for charisha, and Shmuel maintains an ochel mamon achar rov, and the mocha can sell him a shor nakhon l'shvita. Okay? Yeah. So it would seem on the surface that if you hold the go basar rov over there, so you hold you go b'mam and basa acharov. So therefore, over here also you should go Basarov, where it's So therefore, what seems to be parallel cases on the surface. Okay? So Ben Tam says no, he wants to differentiate. We're not defining what the machlekes is, whether you go basarov or not. We're just going in, we're just taking it factually at first. Okay? All right. So Ben Tam says that even Rav that holds by the primary case of Nachon, that you go basarov, over here will agree that you go, you don't go basarov. And if you don't go basarov, so then the muhzuk, which is the mocher, has the right to give the say that he sold the person a kat. He had in mind a kat. So Rabbeinu Tam says, what's the difference between the two cases? So Rabbeinu Tam says that he says even according to Rav, they say Ochum Amanacharav Gav Mocher Shalach Rabbeinu Tzanachon the primary case. Ochum Modesh Shiachal Muhzuk Lama Lamotzi Af Pishur Rav Masayach Lo Asotzi Many Moment. The kimli ben afshresh ani min amiyut, because I'm positive that I'm from the miyut. Okay, of course, the problem is what the problem in general is. What kind of a tain is this altogether? Might as well list a few of the problems as we go along. That he says he's positive he's from the miyut, but that doesn't prove anything because the main thing is lokeach. Did lokeach have gemiras das for a kad? So what good does it do? I mean, the whole taina is baffling that he says that I'm positive I'm from the miyut. I mean, so what? But does that, the question is, did Lekech have smichas das? Because Lekech is saying he says he's from the rov. So what good does it do if he's from the miyut? It's only one side of the story. Okay, but at any rate, even aside from that question, the Rabbeinu Tam wants to differentiate. He says that but by the case of Nachon, he can't say to the lokeach that I'm sure you're from the miut. He can't say to the over there. He can't say that I'm sure that you, the lokeach, is from the miut and you bought it for shechita. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam says, why the other rabbi, the lokeach, will say to the mocher, you fooled me, because I'm positive that I'm from the rov, that buy for Raja, buy for Harisha. Okay? So, I mean, we're simply lost here in Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, it's parallel cases. Why can't he say by Shor the same thing? That Kimli ben Afshor Shanim and Amiyut, and therefore I have a right to sell you, sell to Lashrita. I mean, what's the difference between the two cases? And also, what's this whole Arichus Dvarim here with the Lokeach saying to the Mocher, no, on the contrary, you fooled me. I mean, what is this? This is Stam, he's just adding Tainus, that you fooled me because I'm positive I'm from the Rove and I bought it for Harisha. I mean, what is the Rabbeinu Tam have to add that for? What is that accomplishing here? Okay? And how does that fit into the whole parsha? Now, that's the difficulty in Rabbeinu Tam. That's difficult. Another difficulty we mentioned was in Rashi. Of course, Rashi, Dibra, Maschel, Lameka, Chumemka, less Rashi on Daf Chosayin, Amar Aleph, says, Shebiyad ha-mocha losis lo eizve she-yirtza. Bafilu hisna imo chovius, the mashma gedola, nosin lakad she-yikitana. Rashi sounds strange, because what do you mean he has rishus to give either one he wants? No, he has to give the one he was mechavan to. Which the Gemara's Das was for. If there was no Gemara's Das for the other one, so he has no right to say the kingdom was made on the on one type. So what right does he have to switch around and give it to anyone he wants? Okay. That was the second question. That was not another question we asked on Rashi. Okay. So now we're leaving the Rabbeinu Tam, where we ask the questions, and we're going to take the Gemara above Basra. Daf Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph. Okay. So there's a Rashbam there. Rashbam says that, HaMocha Sholach Haver Benim Tzanakhan, Rav Amar Reza Mekach Tos, Ushmul Amar Yochalom Lala Shchita Mechatev Lach. Okay. So the Rashbam says like this. He says the b'momin Allah is linen shmul. The b'momin Allah is linen basaruba. El achat taina tova. Because by momin you don't go basaruba, you go after taina. What it means exactly, I mean, it's not clear. L'shchita machatav loch. So the mocher can say I sold to v'shchita. The ha'ika dezavim v'shchita v'ruba lof klumu. So some people buy for shchita, and since we all rove is nothing, v'havaleki palgo palgo. So it comes out as 50-50. V'amotzi mechaver olav haraya. Okay. So we asked on this Rashbam that it's true if you don't go bus a rove, that rove is not a machria, but it's not 50-50. In terms of taina, because still the fact is that factually most people, when they say they want a shura, they want it for harisha, not for shchita. So he's mixing. We'll go a little further. The Rashbam becomes more. The question becomes more clear. Then he asks a question about sumchus, moment in the middle of a suffix, and he says sumchus is cases where it's an actual suffix, but over here it's a question of taina. Okay, it says avol hocha. I'm skipping down the Rashbam after one line down from where it says Yivam Islam Ches went off. Avol Hocha Shanu Yodin Heya Chaya Maisa Harezem Machron Lazes Stam Venis Galad Devashay Nakhon Kodem, that it was came out there for what was a Nakhon actually. Lachain Hocha Moda Sumchas Lav Moment Little Basafik Lazun Basa Ahusha Toin Yafa Kivan the Ruba Lo Klumu Lo Hoyalo Lo Mocha Lafarish. Because since rove is nothing, so that's why the mocha didn't have to be mefarish. Ela halakeya chavale lamema la raja kaveinu. Umid lo pirish hifsi. Lo domi li yayin venim sechomis. The awesome yayin katov minei the mocha behedya. Okay. Yeah, so over here, I mean, the question in Rashbam becomes more obvious. Because what is Rashbam saying? Rashbam is saying that over here, we know all the facts over here. And since rove is nothing, should have been mafarish. Okay, why? Like you said before, because what's the takeaway? Rove is 50-50. 50-50, yes, mafarish, right? Yeah, but it's not so simple, because the halacha that you don't go bus a rove is halacha and acharas adin. That's not a lochem in Metzius. The Metzius is there is a rove. And since there is a rove, so the rove is on the side of the Lakeach. So the Lakeach would be able to say that I don't have to explain myself. Okay? So he's mixing in two things here. He's mixing in an Hochem Amenach rove, which means you can't machrit a dinner point a rove, even though there is a rove. And he seems to say once you take that away, it's a 50-50 situation. And the Lokeach should have expressed himself. But it's not true, because it's not 50-50. The fact is there is a rov. Factually there is a rov. So he seems to be mixing in two things. An element from Acharas HaDin with an element from Metzius and Taina. The Mocha can't Taina since the Bezin is not going to go by a rov, so that's why you have to explain yourself. I mean, it means that unless you're presuming that he has to have knowledge of how halacha is adjudicated. Okay. So that's the difficulty. That's one difficulty in the Rashbam. Another difficulty in the Rashbam is, he says, Amid lo pirish shifts. That he lost. What do you mean he lost? What was that? Kras? I mean, he was supposed to, let's say he should have been mefarish. And he wasn't mefarish. So that's why he loses his money. I mean, so he did something wrong. I mean, so why should he lose his money? I mean, that's not the way Allah works. Fact is, the question is only whether he's machaven. I mean, whether he had smichas das or not. So if he did something wrong which caused him not to have smichas das, that he shouldn't be penalized and therefore lose his money. I mean, he didn't have smichas das. There's no mechira, so it's mekach tos. Okay, so the whole Rashbam is very difficult. Yeah, so what I wanted to say is like this, that the way the halacha construes Mekach u'Memkar is different than the way you construe a halachic area in Issa. like was a person machaven the Kriya Shema? The question was he machaven or not? I mean, if it wasn't machaven, so then he's not yotzer. That's it. It's a question of the mitzvah, so if the person was machaven or not. But in mekach u'memkar, it doesn't work though. In mekach u'memkar, it works in terms of schus emum, that a person has a schus to engage in mekach u'memkar. And what's his schus? His schus, he can't just engage in mekach u'memkar arbitrarily. And if he makes mistakes, then we'll try to figure out what his dasha was. But he has a schus to engage in mekach u'memkar, and to spell out his das, to take his mirror's das and put it into terms, into words. And when he does that, he has a schus to be kone a mekach, or to sell a mekach, or to sell a chefetz. So, if he, in other words, that's the basic underlying principle of mekach u'memkar. So, why? Because each individual has a schus. The lokeach has a schus mekach u'memkar, and the mocher has a schus mekach u'memkar. What is the mocher schus mekach u'memkar? Schus is to take money and to give away his chefetz. Okay, to mock the chefetz. Okay. Now, if let's say the mocher, if the mocher complied with his schusay mechira, and he was in compliance with the schusay mechira, and the lokeach wasn't, so the lokeach can't undo the transaction. He can't undo the transaction. Because since it was mutl on him to express himself, so he can't just simply undo the transaction by saying that I didn't have smichas das. He has a schus to be kona, and the mocher has a schus to sell. And he can't remove the mocher's schus of mechira, which is a schus based upon certain stipulations. So if the mocher follow through with the stipulations, so the lokeach cannot undo it. Okay, that's the principle of mekach u'memkar. So everything in dinei momonos is converted into schusim. It's not a question of what his real gemara's das was. It's a question of how he operated with his schusim of expressing his gemara's das. Okay. It's not a question of what the actuality of his gemara's das was. But he has a schus to express his gemara's das, and if he didn't do it properly, so then he forfeited the object, because it's an underlying, or the money, because that's an underlying principle in dinei momonos, that if you don't act in accordance with your schusim, and you interfere with the schusim of somebody else, so then you automatically forfeit your chefetz, or your money, or your shavis, whatever of yours is involved. Okay? So that's the way Chazal construe the institution of mekach u'memkar. Okay? Right, so now we understand the Rashbam. Okay? The Rashbam is saying, basically, that since we don't go, see, what is Rov? What is, when Rav says you go bus a Rov, so what does he mean you go bus a Rov? What does the principle of Rov have to do with over here? So Rov can't tell you that they were both mechaven to the same smichas das. That's absurd, because there's a miut. So you can't take away the schusim of the miut. So what Rov does is, according to Rav, the reason why Rov is effective is because he maintains that since Rov people buy for Shkita, buy for Harisha, so therefore, since Rov people buy for Harisha, so it's as if it's expressed. So since it's expressed, so there's no need for the Lokeach to express himself, because the Rov expresses it for him. And Shmuel holds, Eino Chamamanach HaRov. So Shmuel maintains that when it comes to dinei momonos, Rov is not a reliable, effective expression of Gemiras Das. Rov is good when it comes to Acharas Adin and Dina Yisr. But Rov is not an effective element in Dina Mominus, which would make it unnecessary for the Lokeach to express his Gemiras Das because of Rov. Rov is not an expression of the Gemiras Das. That's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So now you understand what the Rashbam means. Rashbam says that since we don't go bus a Rov, which means since Rov is not an expression of the Gemiras Das, so it's 50 Palgo Palgo. It's just like a situation of Palgo Palgo. Palgo Palgo, the Lokeach, before he gives his money, before he makes the transaction by giving his money, has an obligation to express his Gemiras Das. And since he failed to express his Gemiras Das, and the Mocher, on the other hand, the Mocher can taina that I was in compliance with Halacha, because I'm selling, since there is such a thing as people that buy for Shrita, and he didn't express himself, so therefore I sold him for Shrita. In other words, the term Shor tolerates both Shrita and Raja. So as long as the Mocher can say I'm in line with the Dibur of the Lokeach, so you can't take away my right of Mechira, because he said sure, I gave him a sure. He didn't express himself, he didn't express any conditions, so the term sure is an appropriate term for this Mechira. And therefore, I'm in compliance with my Schusse Mekach HaMemka to make a sale as long as the verbalization of the Lokeach is tolerated under the situation. And it does. It tolerates both terms, Raja and Shrita. So I can say, L'Shrita M'chatala. And the Lokeach cannot take away my Schusse Mechira. That's what the Rashbam means. That's why the Rashbam says a little later, on the Afsadi Beis on the Beis, that he says, Diba Maskul Bi Isura. There you go, Basar. When the Gemara comes back to explain that Shmuel Amalach, Kiazin Basar Ruba Bi Isura, B'Momin Allah. So the Rashbam explains, Gantesha Chanuyos. He says, B'Nim Tzalach Achor, Laws Lina Basar Ruba Bi Dina Mominus, Alalach Amuza, and Yeshlo Shum Taina. So he means, what does he mean, Yeshlo Shum Taina? He means, and what does he mean before, in the beginning of the Rashbam, when he says, over here we go after Taina Tova, Halacha Taina Tova. What he means to say is that this is a question of Schlissim. Since it's a question of Schlissim, so Taina is the appropriate vehicle. Because when you deal with Schlissim, so the Schlissim, you want to know who has Schlissim, so you're involved in the Din Torah with his Taina. That's why the Rashbam says that Taina Yafa means that Taina is really the essence over here. It's not a question of what the Metzias was of Smichas Das. It's a question of Taina and Schlissim. So that's why he says, as long as the Mocher has a Shum Taina, he says on Amid Beis, so you can't take away his chus. You can't take away his chus. Okay? Yeah. And what does Rashbam mean by hifsid? So hifsid means that since engaging in Mekachon Memkar is based on an understanding that we each have schusim and we have to act in accordance with the schusim, and I can't take away your schusim, you can't take away mine. So if I fail to do so, and I allow the other individual, the opposing individual, to engage in his, to act according to his schusim and to do the mechira, so I can't stop him from from keeping the money. So I lose. It's an automatic understanding that I was mafsid myself because I didn't exercise my schusim. Okay. So it comes out that Chazal construed Mekach HaMemka in a completely different way. Alright? And there's one piece of Gemara that would at first sight seem to be going against this, but the Gemara says, V'lechze, I gavra dezav l'nechsesu l'nechsesu, I l'raja l'raja. So the Gemara seems to be saying, let's take a look and see. Is it a guy that bought for Shechita? Is he a butcher? Or is he a farmer? He bought for Harisha. So here the Gemara would seem to be saying, Let's try to find out what his real Gemara's Das is. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. But if you take a look carefully at the Rashbam makes sure to take care of that. Because he says, Lech Sayi Hai Gavar Obed Adamahu Velo Taboch Rugalik Nosram Lacharisha Gun Shayim Akirin Gun Shayim Akirin Zazah, where they recognize each other. So then, of course, you can't say that the Lokeach should have expressed himself because it's Palgo Palgo. Because that's definitely considered as if he expressed himself. Since he knows that the Mocha knows him, and he's a farmer, and he buys for Raja, so that's as if he expressed the Gemara's Das verbally. So that's why in that case, you see, in that case, there's no need for expression of the Gemara's Das. Which falls in line with the whole signum over here. The Rove, according to Rav, it's all a question of Schusim and Nekachamemkar, and does Lokeach forfeit his Schusim by not expressing his Gemara's Das? Does Rove help him out? But the Gemara says Rove is Machlekes. But this would definitely be an expression of the Gemara's Das, because since they're mocking each other, they know each other, so he knows that he wants the right. So then there's no fault on the part of the Lokeach in not exercising his chosim and being mafsid the other person's chosim. Okay? Alright, so that's consistent in the Rashbam. That's why Rashi says that he has the chos to give him either one that he wants. Because Rashi maintains that since it's chosim mamon, So Lokeach gave his money, so he can act in accordance with his chusse moment and give him either one he wants. It's not a question of which, not a question of the actualization of the transaction through his das. So it's all a question of chusse moment. So now, since it tolerates both terms, so he has the chus to fulfill, the mocha has the chus to fulfill his mechira under either the term of Chavius or the term of Kad, because the term of Chavius tolerates both terms, if you don't go bus a row. So it's all Allah and Schusim. It's all Allah and Schusim. Since it's Allah and Schusim, so he has a right to say that he can define the Mechira as long as it's in accordance with the Dibur of Gemira's Das of Lokeach. Okay. Right, but now let's get back to the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. So, Rav Eshi Reichman, in his notes, he quotes the Rav. But the Rav explained the difference. And he says, the Rav said as follows, that the difference between Chavius and Kad and Charisha and Shchita is as follows. That in the case of Chavis and Kad, since the term is ambiguous, that it could mean either way, so the Lokeach had no right to be Mishtamesh, because Rabbeinu Tam maintains, that, not like Rashi, that Rav argues over there also Yogavasarov, but he maintains that everybody holds over there, and Agamar everybody holds Yogavasarov. Okay? The only Machlekes is by Shor. Okay? So the Rav explained that the difference is as follows. By the case of Chavius and Kad, so since he used the word, which is Mishtamalakan and Mishtamalakan, so it's an ambiguous term, so he was mafsid himself. So he said, Lashani Kos is Reza, what's Lashani? Iyu Dafsir Anafre. Which is in line, by the way, with the whole approach that we just laid out. Okay. So he says, so then we say because he used the wrong term. But in the case of Shor, he didn't use the wrong term. Shor is the right term. The only thing is, he didn't express his purpose for purchasing the Shor. So there, Rav says he relied on Rove. So Rav maintains that it was a legitimate execution of his chiyuvim, of his chusim. Okay? That's the way the Rav differentiated. And differentiation is a very solid differentiation. But it's in line with our whole approach. The only thing is, and Rav Reichman mentions it, is that it doesn't seem to fit into the lashon of Rav Anton. I don't know whether the Rav was giving his own pshat or whether it was going to take time. It's hot no. I mean, if you're not in the shir, it's hot no at the time. So it could be he was just giving his own pshat, I mean, which follows naturally from the way, if you understand the sugya properly, so that would follow naturally. And the difference is, the Rashbam basically says that he was mafsin himself because he should have been mafarish. So that's over there. If you don't go basarov, he says 50-50. But Rav holds you go basarov, and he holds the rov is really a mafarish. So you can't fault him. Mashahina came with Chavius. There he's being mishtamish with a dibur that's mishtamalakan and mishtamalakan, which is ambiguous. So there is its fault. He shouldn't have used such a dibur. That's Rabbein Tam. That's Rabbein Tam's halacha would maintain. That's what the Rav said. That's what the Rav interpreted. Okay. Rachman is right that it doesn't fit into the lashon of the Rabbein Tam. So I said maybe the Rav wasn't going into it. It wasn't going to interpret it. But it definitely doesn't fit into the lashon because Rabbeinu Tam shouldn't have said Lo sotzim many moment the kimli b'nafshoi shanim and amiyot. He shouldn't have said shanim and amiyot. He should have said that in that case it's not the mocher that we're concerned about. It's the lokeach. The lokeach was not obligated. The mocher should have said that the lokeach was at fault because he didn't express himself with a univocal expression. Right, unequivocal expression. Not that I know that I'm from the Mir. What's it got to do with it? So what if he's from the Mir? That's not the point. The point is that he has a right to make the sale because it tolerates both meanings, and the lokeach had no right to employ a term which is equivocal. Okay, that's what Rabbeinu Tam should say. Not Kimmel, what does it got to do with Kimmel ben Afshesh and Eman Amir? And moreover, the whole Arichus Tavarim again would be a problem with what is he saying? Atoi Tatani, you fooled me. I mean, the Kimmel ben Afshesh and Eman Arov. What is that whole? That's not the point. The point is that over there he didn't use an ambiguous term, and he relied on the Rov. He relied on the Rov to express the Gemara's Das, but not that the Kimli ben Afshoi Shanim in a Rov. Who cares if he's certain he's from the Rov? We don't care really. It's not important. Okay, it's not important where he's from. Important is not Kimli ben Afshoi Shanim in a Rov. Important is that there is a Rov, so that the Mocher is aware of. There's not Kimli ben Afshoi Shanim in a Rov. It should be Kimli ben Afshoi Shato Yodea Shiyesh Rov. Okay, so that's why it's difficult. All right. Again, the pshat is very good pshat, but Rabbeinu Tam seems to be saying something else. So what we wanted to say is like this: that the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi is in terms of what is the most basic underlying premise of Mekach HaMemkar. The basic foundation of Mekach HaMemkar. We said that Mekach HaMemkar is based on a foundation of Zechusei Mechira and Zechusei Kinyan. That's what it's based on. Okay? And the rule is, as long as you're in compliance with executing your part of the deal in accordance with the halachic structure, so then you're entitled to your profit. Okay? Whether the profit is the money or whether it's the chayfetz. But if you fail to do so, so then you're not in compliance. So then basically you forfeit your schus, and the other person is in compliance, you forfeit your schus. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam agrees with the basic idea in the sugya, but he has one change. That according to him, it's not that the lokeach has to think of the mocher in terms of whether the mocher can say that I can execute my part of the deal in accordance with my schusim, but it's based on the underlying basisa yashvatov of dinei mamonos, which is that as long as the mocher can say that I acted according to the emes. So then the lokeach has no right to take away his chosim. It's not the formal structure that each one is obligated to allow the other one to work under. But it's not the formal halachic structure. It's the business structure of Asiso Yoshev HaTov, honestly, that if the Lokeach puts the Mocher in a situation where the Mocher can say, I'm honestly executing my responsibility, so then he forfeits, and it was his fault that he did that, so then he forfeits his chus. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the schusim in business of Mekach HaMemkar is based on not the halachic structure, but it's based on the structure of Asiso Yoshev HaTov. Okay? So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam, that's now Rabbeinu Tam fits in very well. He says like this. He says, in the case of Kadin Chavius, he says, so the Mocher could say, since it's a term, so the Mocher could say, Kimni B'Nafshesh Ani Man Amiyot. That term means to me God. So therefore, I'm in complete compliance with my desire to do a be nosa venosa in Bamuna. Vanis. Okay? I'm completely in compliance. And then it's your fault that you put me in this situation. So and I have a right to do it. So therefore, the Lokeach loses. And you don't say you go bust a rope. But in the case, conversely, in the case with the shore, over there it's just the opposite. Because it's not a term, so the mocher can't say, when I heard shore, I thought of shvita. So the mocher knows there's a rope. So since he knows there's a rope, so that's what the Rebbeinu Tam says, so the lokeach can say, you were fooling me. Because you know there's a rope. That buy for Harisha, and you were trying to pass off a shore, which is a Nachon, on me because you wanted to cheat me. You really were not in compliance with Asiso Yoshev HaTov, and on the contrary, I was, because I know I'm from the Rove, and therefore I executed my responsibility in accordance with the underlying premise of Mekach HaMemkar, which is Asiso Yoshev HaTov, and I'm in compliance and you aren't. So that's why over there Rav maintains that you go bus a rov, because the rov supports the lokeach, and it works against the mocher, because the mocher can't say, the mocher had an obligation to be aware of the fact that there is a rov. And since he didn't take that into consideration, so he wasn't acting honestly. Okay? According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's Rav's position. Rav's position by Shor V'Nimtza Nachlan is that basically the Mocher is at fault, because the Mocher should have taken into consideration that Rov purchased the Raja, and since he didn't, he didn't execute his part of the sale, part of the transaction, I'll pay of Asiso Yoshev HaTov. He tried to fool him. So if you try to fool him, so then he loses chusim. Then he loses chusim. He doesn't have those chusim if it can be shown that he tried to fool him. Okay? Now the question is, what does Shmuel hold according to Rabbeinu Tam? You could say in Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam maintains that Shmuel holds simply that when it comes to Mominus in the business situation, that you can't obligate the Mocher to look into the Rov. Okay? Because it's in a business situation, in the heat of the Mekach HaMemkar, people don't think that way. That's what Shmuel maintains. Or it could be that according to Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, it's possible that Rabbeinu Tam maintains that Shmuel learns like Rashi learns, that the underlying premise of Mekach HaMemkar and the schus of Mekach HaMemkar is not to be nosa venosa memuna, but the underlying premise of Mekach HaMemkar is simply to be in compliance with our halachic structure. Okay, if that's the case, so then the whole argument of Rav, which is that the Mocha lost his chusim because he wasn't Osim Mamuna, falls off. Okay, so you can say either way in Rav. Rav in the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Kointer Ben Tam. Yeah. Okay. I just want to mention yesterday that we should, that with regard to Rav, you really have to learn the sugya to see what Rav holds. I mean, okay. Tentatively, put the Machlokes with a dumb modim or not modim in Bava Basar. I mean, we're not in the sugya now. But just to give a tentative definition, you can say the Chacham maintain that since the amount is peron, so peron can't really define the Gemira's Das of Kenyan. It's a separate institution of peron. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, that since the whole, it's all one entity that's involved in Kenyan, so you can't separate the amount, the peron aspect from the Kenyan aspect. So therefore, it's possible that the Dhamim, all the Dhamim were involved in the Kenyan. So it's not an extraneous riot. Okay, I mean, just tentatively. Okay. Yes. In other words, since it's Peron, Peron has its own nature. Chavos, Chiyuvim, so he gave it as a Matana.
Go ahead and project that.
Right. Because we say the guy, he's not making a mistake on that, Gemara says. He knows the price. So, of course, ordinarily we say that it's on awe. But we say, where do you say it's on awe? Where the guy was cheated, he doesn't know. But here he knows. So it's Peron, it's the May Peron, and we say that he gave it as Matana. He gave it as Matana. Okay? Just to get a handle on it. Okay. Go ahead. So Taisus gives two terutzim. So according to the first teretz, the dumim can't go against the rov and a chazaka. And over there, the mocher is a muzik, and the rov is on his side. So the dumim can't be motzi from a rov and a chazaka. But over here, it's split up. The rov is on the side of the lokeach, and the chazaka is on the side of the mocher. So then it can be motzi. Okay? It can be motzi from a mosek, according to the first teretz. All right, so what we have to understand is what is the combination of Rov and Chazaka? Yes. The Domim Odim is a taina of the Lokeach, right? That's his taina. As it didn't taina. So Domim Odim is a good taina. If there's no problem with it, if there's nothing that's makhish it, I don't mean makhish in terms of contradict. I mean makhish means in terms of weaken. So the rov weakens the taina. Because since rov is a tzemed, so the rov, in other words, his taina of domim doesn't go unscathed, the taina of domim. Because the taina of Domim has a rove against it. Because why did you say it's Emmet? Okay? So the Dibur of Tzemed creates like a Leda Sasufik in the taina of the Lokeach. It's Makhish's taina, weakens his taina. There's a rove against his taina. So Domim Odim is nothing more than a taina. So even Shmuel, who doesn't go bus a rov, but he holds that rov could be makhish the taina. Do you know what I mean? In other words, it's not a simple taina anymore. His taina with the dumb modim is not a simple taina because there's a rov in opposition that contradicts that taina. Right, because in terms of rov, he expressed himself only tzemet. So that rov creates a weakness, a later sasufik in the taina of the lokeach. So it lacks his taina, lacks. It knocks off his taina. It compromises his din taina. Because the taina is not absolute anymore. You see, the taina is not absolute. There's a weakness in the taina. There's a rov against him. That rov says that when you say tzemed, you mean tzemed. And you don't meet Samit Abakar. So that creates a later Sasufik in the Taina. So he loses his Koach HaTaina because of the Rov. So in other words, a taina of dam modim is a wonderful taina. It's a very good taina. It always works. The only thing is, it has to be an absolute taina. It can't be a taina that has a later suffix with regard to it. Okay? Do you know what I'm saying? That's correct. The rove is makshish, is the taina of dam. It weakens it. Basically, so the way it works is like this. That rove, that the tainas dumim is a good tiny, even according to Chama said that dumim is no raya. The only thing is that why over there is it no good? Because it's a taina garua, because the rove is makhish, the taina of dumim. So therefore, it can't be motzi from muhzab. But where you have the reverse situation, namely, let's say, for instance, by Shor, according to Rav, where you'd have the dumim modim in favor of the mocher. So the mocher has a taina garua because the rove goes against him. But a taina garua could be a machzik. That's what you have to say. A taina garua could be a machzik. In other words, since it, as long as he has some taina, and he could say that he executed his chiyuvim and his chusei mekachomemka properly, so then it's good. Okay? That the Chachamim don't maintain that Dam Modim doesn't have a dintaina, but on the contrary, the Chachamim maintain that Dam Modim is always has a dintaina. The only thing is that if it's going against the Rov, it's a taina garua. So a taina garua can't be motzi from a mochzik. Okay, taina garua can't be motzi from a mochzik. But once it has a shame taina garua, then Taisva says, so then it'll label to mochzik a. The mochzik, but only mochzik the mocher, because it's not as far. Once you say it is, it's a taina garua, has a chalashem taina. So then the svar, you have to say that the mocher will be able to maintain his chazaka.
Yeah.
Because he's exercising his chusim. Once you say it has din taina, so that's the essence of the faceless, that the chachamim don't maintain that dam modim is not a taina. It has a din taina. The only thing is that it can't be motzi over there because the rov is makhish the taina. So it's a taina klusha. So, and once you say it's a taina klusha, so now it should work for the muzik. Because as long as the muzik can justify his transaction with a taina, so then he can maintain his mechira. Based upon the sort of said before, all along. All right, that's good, okay. So according to the first teretz, the damim odiyim can't be motzi against the rove, but it can be motzi against the chazaka stam. So that means that the damim odiyim have the din of a dibur of gemiras das. But the only thing is that where Rov is makrish, so it's reduced from a dibur of gemiras das to a taina. But since it's a taina, so if it supports the murzuk, so then, like in the case of Nakhon, if the damim support the murzuk, so then he has a taina. Okay, so let's take all the cases. So if in other words, like this, that if a rove and chazaka are on one side, so the rove is makfish the damim, and it removes it from the status of dibur, and makes it in the status of taina, and it can't be motzi. But if the damim are on the side of the mocher, like in the case of Shor by Nakhon, the dam are on the side of the mocher. So it's true that the rove on the other side will be makfish it, but it's a taina. And a taina, that's all the mocher needs, a din taina. If he has a din yashem taina, so then he's okay. So he can maintain the mechira. Okay? So that's according to the first teretz. According to the second teretz, it's not a dibur at all. It's just a taina. So if it's not a dibur at all, so if it's against a chazaka alone, it can't do anything. can't, it's not a dibor, and it's not a taina, and as a taina, it can't be motzi. But if it joins with the rov, like, let's say, for instance, in the damim amadim on the side of the lakeach by the nishor nakhan, so then it's tantamount to dibor, because the two combine as evidence, and he doesn't need dibor. Just like the case where the person left over his nechassim to his son, he didn't know, I mean, to was a stranger, and he didn't know he had a son. So it's muchach. So it's mucha nusa. So you don't need dibur per se, you just need a raya. So when rov and domim are on the side of the lakeach, so then it's tantamount to the, so there's no tiny why the lakeach didn't express himself. Because you have enough indications that makes it not necessary for him to express himself. But let's say, for instance, what? The other way, that the damim on the side of the muhzik, damim's on the side of the muhzik. So according to Rav, if the damim are on the side of the mocher, so ordinarily Rav would say the gobas a rov. But here, since the damim are makfish the rov, so he doesn't go bus a rov. And the muhzik, the mocher, has a dintaina. And as long as he has a dintaina, and he's a muhzik, so the mechira is maintained. And what's the other? In the case where the damim is on the side of the mocher, according to Rav, so ordinarily Rav would say go bus a rov. That rov is machria. But over here, he himself gave damim that's the other way. So he's machish his own taina of rov. So that's why rov can't solve it. Once rov can't solve it, so then you don't need a taina for the mocher, because he intrinsically has a taina, because it's taina of schusim ekach memkar. Okay, good. All right. So it's less taste for stuff, men favor men off in Shreshan Agrasapar. The nechzi d'mei radya l'radya, according to the Rivam, right? So there's two terutzim and teisvus according to the two girsos in the Gemara. So basically, you have to remember one thing. That's the principle we established, namely what the Rashbam says, that it's the burden is on the lokeach, because if in zechusei mekach omemkar, if you place somebody in a position where they executed a mechira, and they could maintain that it's a legitimate mechira because it tolerates the shame of the gemiras das. So then they simply have won the case. They clinched the sale. Okay. So therefore, if the lokeach is, in the case of Shor, if the lokeach gives the money to the mocher, so since the mocher can say that the mocher can say basically that the term shor is tolerated, the gemiras das, I gave you a shor, so his chusim mechira can't be compromised. So therefore, the mechira is chal. Mechira is final. Okay, that's the basic idea. Now, there's two girsos in the Gemara. So according to the girsa that says that rove people, in the case of Tzemet or Bakar. So the first case in the Gemara is that rove people say Tzemet is Tzemet, and Bakar is Bakar. So therefore, the mocher, who only wants to give Tzemet and doesn't want to give Bakar, so the rove is on his side. And he's also a muhzik. So Tais says in that case only the Chacham maintained that the Damim is not Modim. The Damim is not Modim because the mocher is a muhzik and the rov is on his side. Okay? But in general, they hold the damim are modim. Okay? So what does it mean in Svara? What it means is like this. That according to the chachamim, the damim are really modim in an ordinary case. Which means to say dam modim means the damim is equal to a yen amira of gemiras das, a dibor. It's equal to a dibor. Okay, it's equal to a dibor. But where you have the rove on the part of the mocher going against the damim, so there we say that the rove is makhish the damim, and it's not a dibor anymore, it's only a taina. because the, we say rove people are rove people when they say Karan, they mean Karan. So Tzemet, I'm sorry, when they say Tzemet, they mean Tzemet. So therefore, the rove is Makhish, the Dibur of the Damim, and it's not tantamount to Dibur anymore. So therefore. So therefore, the Dhamim is, it can't be Motsu with the Dhamim. But now let's take our two cases by Sharanagham. Okay? So in one case, if the Dibur is, if according to the Chachamim, the Dibur is, the Rove is Raja. So then, if the Dhammim is on the side of the Lokeach, so then the Dhammim is an actual Dibur, because it doesn't have a Rov that's Makhashit. As a matter of fact, it has a Rov that supports it. So therefore, it's an actual Dibur. So if it's an actual Dibur, so it can be Motzi. And if the Dhammim are on the side of the Mocher, in other words, that he gave him Dmei Shchita, so then he's Makhish. He's the dhammim are against him. So the dhammim are against him. So the dhammim will be modim for the mocher. You'll tell me that there's a rove against it. So that's true. But you have to remember, with regard to the mocher, all he needs is a taina. That's all he needs is a din taina. So what happens in the, according to the first girsa, is that the rove is makhish the dibur, reduces it from a dibur to a taina. So if it's on the side of the Lokeach, it has to be a Dibor in order to be Motzi. If it's on the side of the Mocher, however, all you need is a Taina. Because once he has a Taina, then you can't impair his Zechusei Mechira. Okay? So that's according to the first Teretz. The second Teretz maintains, the difference between first Teretz and second Teretz is simply, the first Teretz maintains it's equal to a Dibor, and the second Teretz maintains it's not equal to a Dibor. It's only equal to a Taina to begin with. So how does it work? So the Chachamim maintain, therefore, that if the rove is on the side of the, so in other words, in the case of Tzemed, so it's 50-50, according to second Teretz, 50-50. But if the Dhammim, and the Dhammim are not Modim over there, because the Dhammim can't work against the Muchzik, so the Dhammim is not a Dibor, according to the second Teretz. But in our case, by Sharon Akhon, so if the Dhammim are on the side of the Lokeach, so then the Rove and the Dhammim comprise a Dibor. Okay? So therefore, it'll be a Dibor, so it will be Motzi. If, on the other hand, the Dhammim are on the side of the, are on the side of the Mocher, so then the Dhammim is a Taina. So the Dhammim is a Taina. And it's always a Taina, even against the Rove, it's still a Taina. And since it's a Taina, so the Mocher will be able to secure his sale, his Mechira. Because he has Chusei Mechira and he has Dhamm, he has a Taina. His Taina will be simply, why did you yourself gave me the Mei Shchita? So he has a Taina. So you can't say you're from the Rove. So therefore, as long as he has a Taina, so we can maintain the Mechira. So that'll be the two Terutzim. The difference between the two is simply, again, whether Dhammim, according to the Chachamim, and always Taisus takes the Chachamim's Mashva, Dhammim is nothing. So Taisus says, no, Dhammim is something. The only question is, according to Taisus, is the Dhammim a Dibor, equivalent to a Dibor, or Dhammim is only Taina to begin with? But if you say it's Dhammim is equivalent to Dibor, So then in the case where the Lokeach, Rove supports him, so you don't need to say anything, because Dhamm is equal to Dibor. Okay? In the case where the Dhammim support the Mocher, so the Rove against the Mocher weakens it to Taina. Weakens it to Taina. And in the case against, by Tzemed, there's a rove against the Dhammim, so it weakens the Taina, and the Lokeach can't, it needs more than Taina, it needs Dibor. Okay? That's in the first case. And in the second case, it can be Motzi, the Dhammim is the Dhammim can't be Motzi because it's not equal to Dibor, it's equal to Taina. But if the Dhammim is on the side of Lokeach, so the Dhammim plus the rove is equal to Dibor. And if it's on the side of the mocher, so the dam is equivalent to taina. Once he has taina, you can't take away his chosim mechira. Okay? All right. Case in the Gemara where velo de korale nami lebakats and the kules oven lay. So they asked me according to Tosfos, second shot? Yes, so there's no roof to be Messiah. So how come the Gemara says it will be cooler? But if you take a look at the Rashbam says that he says, kula zovenle. Rashbam did masu kula zovenle. V'amayim rabbanin adam amraya hovad akivan de kuli alma koran gam lebaka tzemed. The gamma dom modin alay the moch gamma dom modim alay the mocha rami legluye. Right. So it means like this. It means that because of the fact that everybody knows it's an ambiguous term, so it awaits clarification. The people are awaiting clarification. So if you're awaiting clarification, so then the dumim is definitely modim. Because everybody uses it both ways. So as soon as you use it, you have to know which way you have to clarify further. So that certainly is that the Dhamman can function as a clarifier where the term is one that awaits clarification. It's omed lizbara, because it's both ways. So it's omed lizbara, and then this birur will go back and make the term a dibur. That's a different concept altogether. Okay? All right, good. We're doing the Rashbam on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, Dibra Maschel V'lechze. Okay, we had one question on the Rashbam, why he has to say, that even if he's Mechavim V'Shchita, it's going to be a Mekach Tais because of Ono. What does he have to say, even if he's Mechavim V'Shchita? He just proved he's Mechavim for Raja. Why do you have to take a possibility that's not true? Okay, we just left that question. But now we have another question where he says that alalakech lavi rayashimo sanaragilin likro lebakar tzemed, that if the lakech could bring a raya that he's from those that call bakar tzemed, that then that would be good. Yeah, but that's going against the Rashbam before, where he says even if he doesn't say that if the by raja, that if the guy could prove that he's a farmer, that it would be good. He doesn't say that. He says the makirin says that. So he needs makirin. Okay. It's only because makirin says that. That's the Rashbam before. Gantri and makirin says that. Rashbam dibra maskul nechsesa. Okay, so the thing is like this. So what the Rashbam maintains is like this. That where it's a matter of a term that's a substantial difference. In other words, if you say tzemed, do you mean this item, or you mean tzemed or bakar? So then, if you use the wrong term. So unless you use the wrong term, the dhamma can't function, because dhamma can function as a mafarish, but they can't function to change the substance, to change the shame. So since Rove people call tzemed alone, and he used the term tzemed, so now just because the dhamma is against it, the dhamma can't be ochre the term tzemed. And put it in place of the term tzemed, put bakar, tzemed ubakar. Can't do that. But by sure, the term is the same term. It's the same entity. The question is clarification. What's the purpose of the shore? So the dibur of the gemiras das of kinyan, the dibur shel kinyan is fine. The only thing is, what's the clarification? So then we say that it's contingent upon the lokeach, right? Contingent on the lokeach to mefarish, but the domim can be mefarish. The domim can function as a pirush, but they can't function to be ochre one substance and put another substance in place. And it makes sense because that it's not going to do that. Practically, it makes sense. The man is selling you. You told him semed, and you told him semed, so he has a mind semed. Now you give him dumb for something else. So what is it? That proves it's the other thing. Doesn't make any sense. But if it's a matter of further clarification, so then it's fine because I said sure, and now the dumbum is an additional feature which shows what I really want it for. I really want it for Raja. So then it works. Then it works. But it can't work to be oker a thing from what it is. So where it's Semed, a buck on Rav called Semed, so if he doesn't bring a raya that he's from the Miut, so then we have to assume that he's from the Rav. So he's saying Semed. So the Moch is justified in hearing Semed. And when he hears Semed, the Dumbim are not going to be oker Semed and say Semed Ubaka. It's not a pirush, okay? And that's why the Rashbam brings a raya from the case in later where the town, they called Semed can mean Semer Ubakar or it could mean Semed alone. So in that case, we say the Dumbim is definitely a raya according to everybody. Why? Because it's only a pirush. Since everybody knows that the term Semed can mean either Semed Ubakar or it can mean Semed alone. So it's awaiting the pirush, like we said before. So then the Chachamim maintain that it does function. The only case of Chacham arguing Rabbi Yehuda is where it's being ochre something, ochre a substance, ochre a shame. Then that's what the Chacham argue. Okay, that's what the Chacham argue. Now it's interesting. Agav Orcha, we can answer the question of why the Rashbam says that if he could prove it from the Miut, that he'll win. It could be Mevatel HaMekach. The reason is because if he proves he's from the Miyot, then he exercised, according to his abilities, he exercised the Schusei Kenyan properly. Because he can't, Rashbam means like two dialects in the same city. So since that's the way he talks, so he functioned properly. He couldn't do any better. So he did right.
Way.
That's right. It's not all on his nas the other way. So he only has responsibility to exercise his according to the possibilities that are available to him. But he couldn't do anything else. But so you can't say yudafser or nafshe. But in the case of Shor, there it's different. There, even if I would know he's a farmer, but that wouldn't mean that he exercised his responsibility correctly. He may be a farmer, but he knows people eat meat. So since it tolerates both interpretations, so when he didn't, and he gave his money, he entered into the deal without clarifying, so he can't impair the schusim mechira of the mocher. He can't impair the schusim mechira of the mocher, and he was mafsid anafshe. He was mafsid, he lost. He is master the schus of lokeach. So, but apparently the Rashbam holds, and it makes sense that if he couldn't help himself, he did everything he could, and he expressed the term which, in his powers, that's the only one he could express. So then he exercised the schus of lokeach. Fine. So then he can't say yudafser nafshe. The key is yudafser nafshe. There's no yudafser nafshe in that case. So the Rashbam is consistent. Okay? It's impossible. I mean, he did everything good. Can't do any more. Okay, so let's take the Ramban and Hamocha Peros. So, V'lechzi Dami Heichi. Right? All right, somebody take it. Go ahead.
V'lechzi Dami Heichi. Machu Ba Rabbanatal.
What is the Reed Magash saying? What's his answer? Ramban likes his answer. What is his answer different than the Rashbam? And what is he saying? He's saying that. What is he getting here? What's so unique about his answer? Yeah, Moshe's question is a good question on the Reed Magash. What about in the case where the Gemara says that the whole town uses both terms, right? Sometimes they say tzemed, and sometimes they say, sometimes by tzemed they mean tzemed ubakar, and sometimes by tzemed they mean tzemed alone. So then we say, everybody says dam modim in that case. So why should you say that? But he's, it's the same problem. It's the same problem. It's good kasha. Good kasha in the Rimagash. Yeah, so what do you say, guys? Yeah, the Rimagash can't be the same as the Rajvam, because the Ramban says, Kvarkasafti das chem perikamachas bais. And also, he really, when he says, Vizera perikanachem bakushizu, it's mashma that he holds that there's something special about this answer. It's not like the other answers. It's a different answer. Qualitatively differentiated answer. So what is he saying, basically? Yeah, I think what he's saying is like this. He's saying that there's a certain case in Mecha Chomemkar that's unique. Now, what kind of a case is that? It's a case that I think we're all familiar with, where somebody sells something and he says, I'll throw something else in. Okay? In other words, I'll throw something else into the deal. That's a different type of smichas das. Different kind of smichas das. So he says, so the Rimbagan says, that's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Nachman. That, can you say that the damim indicate, the fact that he took the damim, that indicates that he's throwing something else into the deal? So Rabbi Yehuda says you can, and Nachman maintain you can't. That damim odim cannot indicate that he's throwing something else into the deal to make the deal better. Okay, it's a unique case. So the Rimagash says that has nothing to do whatsoever with our case. So in our case, it's not a question of throwing something else into the deal. It's a question of what the clarification of the mecha was. Okay, it's the same thing. It's one shore, and the question is simply what kind of a shore does he want? So there it's Ligulin Milsa Balma. Okay. But the case in the Gemara in Hamocher, where is that Hamocher? What is that? That's the Fine Zion on base. Mocher Sosfina, right?
Yeah.
Case of Mocher Sosfina. So over there, it's a different question completely. Question is, can you say that a person is throwing something into the deal if he takes more money? And the more money would indicate that other thing also. So that's a different kind of a question altogether. Different kind of smichas das. So the Rimagash really gives an answer that qualitatively differentiates between them. You don't have to have the tasteless with the complications of chazaka and robe, you know, the whole business. Don't need the Rashbam changes, if it's a change in... all the other Rishonim gave changes in particulars. And in particular, this case is different. The Rimagash says it's qualitatively a different phenomenon. Okay, it's a different smichas das. Can you say he threw that into the deal also? Because people in Mecha Chomemkar have a tendency to do that sometimes, just to make it, to clinch the deal or throw something in.
That's on the Mocher's part, right?
What?
That's only on the Mocher's part.
On the Mocher's part, right. That's correct. But the Lakeach wants it also. The Lakeach wants it also. He's indicating that if you throw this into the deal, then I'll make the deal. And he took it. So the question is whether a damim odim can express such a concept. It's a completely different question. So the Rimagash's answer is really smooth. That's why the Ramban likes it so much. Because it's a completely qualitatively differentiated answer. It's a different type of smichas das. Okay?
Sorry.
You only have this with us. That's why he says, that if you take a look at his lashon clearly, that's what he means. Hani mili li'iluyi b'chlal ha-mecher milsa achriti she'ena b'chlal. In other words, to include in the mecher something else. So that's a different kind of completely different question. Has no sheikhs to what we're doing, what we're talking about. So damim odim always works in terms of clarifying the deal. But to say that he's including something new in the deal, there, that Rabbi Yehuda says it does, and the Chum maintain it doesn't. Because the Chum maintain that for everything, you need a special dibur. And you can't rely on the fact that damim odim, say this means that this is what they made up. It's mucha, this is what it meant. He wanted the extra thing, and he accepted it. So that's the machlokes. Okay? The case of the Rimagash is in a place where they sometimes refer to Tzemed as the whole thing. Occasionally they refer to it as the whole thing. So he says, so then it's possible that he's throwing it into the deal. But if they don't refer to it that way, then you can't say he's throwing it into the deal. Okay? That makes sense. But what about the case that Moshe raised? The case of Elder Carly Nami Lubakar Tzindah Kule Zovenle. That if everybody calls Bakar Tzindah, and in other words, when they say Tzindah, they mean Bakar also, sometimes they mean Tzemet alone, correct? But they can mean Bakar too. So then, apparently, the Chacham Mamoda, that he definitely threw it into the deal. That's what he learns. Because since Damamodim, and since the term tolerates both, so the term tolerating both combined with the Dom Modim is a clear-cut indication that he threw it into the deal. In other words, the fact that the Dom Modim shows that that's what he meant and that there was a Dibur on it. Because there has to be, according to the Chum, the problem that the Chum have is that you can't include things without a Dibur. So over here, since it is a valid Dibur, and the Dom Modim are raya that's what he means. So it comes out there was a Dibur. There was an outspoken Dibur, openly spoken Dibur. So then he threw it. So then the Chacham Amoda that you could throw into the deal. They're not against that idea. But you have to have a Dibur on it. So the Dom Modim that there was a Dibur. That's where the Rimagash lands. That's why when they're at Dukim, the Ramban says everybody's Moda. Why? Because then they're not throwing it into the deal. So that Mishnah with the Chacham is a special case. That the way the Rashbam explains before, so the Machlekes is whether the Rove is something. Can I rely on the Rove to be considered a Dibor? Because there is a Rove. Okay? So that I understand. So Rav maintains that the Rove is something. So the Rove is tantamount to me expressing myself that I want the Raja. But over here, I mean, you can't say that. You can't say it. It's a question of what happened. Was she a Basula? Was she an Almana? So what Sheikhas does that have with the Rav Zalocha? See, what is the Mashmoy, the implication from the Rajbam is that Aval Hocha Shani Yod Necha Ayam Aisa Reza Machon Muzastam and Esgal Adova Shai Nachon Kamachin Hocha Mora Sunchas Lov Mamon Mogul Sovavim Basar Husha Tawin Yofa Nekivin De Ruba Lo Klum Hu Vahoy Lo Lamocha Lefarish Elo Lekech Aval Elo Mema. So the implication is that Rav holds the other way, that Ruba is something and therefore the Mocha has to be Lefarish. That makes sense, at least. I mean, that makes sense. But to say that the Rove Nashim are Basulos, so that's why that proves that, are Basulos, so that proves she was a Basula. I mean, what kind of Achras Adin is that? Nobody marries Almanas. So in the case of Shoshana Vasapara, so if you want to say that the Negicha came, that the birth came first, so you're going to have to assume that what? That there was something Shaloka Derech HaTeva, because Rav Paras Masav was yellow. So you can say Bezin doesn't assume that. Doesn't assume something like that. It's possible to say that. But you can't say that by Besulos and Almanos, that what, it's abnormal to marry an Almana? And it's Maisim B'chol Yom, people marry Almanos. They're Almanos and they're getting married. So you're not saying it's something which is abnormal. It's an abnormal thing. We don't assume abnormalcy and abnormal evidence. It's not abnormal. It happens all the time. There's nothing abnormal about it. So there's more difficult. But either way, I mean, the question is to unify the sugya. What does this have to do with Rav's halacha by Nakhon? I mean, over there it's a different question. It's a question of, since there's a prevailing rov, So the mochan knows there's a rov like that. So the lokeach has a taina that I'm relying on the rov. The rov is a dibur for me because that's how most sales take place. So I don't have to express myself. You have to express yourself. It's a totally different thing. In other words, in the sugya is not unified. It's Rav's halacha is not unified. I mean, one thing has nothing to do with the other. And Rav's halacha is hard to understand b'chlal in the case of Nesamala and Nesgarsha. There's a baffling question on Rav. Then how could you say, by the case of Amona and Nesula, that we go bus a rov? I mean, you'll be right in most, you'll be right if you're passing away most of the time. Let's say 70% of the time you're right. So is that a way, that's a method of Achara? I mean, what kind of method of Achara is that? The only way I can understand Rav is if you say that Rav maintains that rov, that when you have two people come to Bezin and one tain is rov, that rov is has a din taina. That the taina that I'm from the rov is a taina. You see, and that would explain, and so since that's simply Rav, that's Rav Shita straight through. That Rav is a taina in Dina Mominus. Has it in taina. Not that it's Pshar's Bezin, because Pshar's Bezin doesn't make any sense. But there is a din taina of Rav. So that would unify Rav in all the cases. You wouldn't even have to say, in the case of Shor, that, Sharnakhan, that the rove is tantamount to a dibur. I mean, you could say that, but you don't have to say that. He simply holds that the taina of rove is a taina. He maintains the taina of rove is a taina. If he maintains the taina of rove is a taina, so then Shmuel disagrees that there's no taina of rove. That would explain also why the Rashbam switches from Ruby the lesser come on to kind of like a Ruby the Isha come on. What else is that? Sadi Bez? Yeah. Yeah, whether the Rashbam says Aliba the Rav does a moment of Basaruba, Lema Halocha Harov Paras Fioldos Ben Kayama Venama Pilos, Parazumin Aruba Hoysa. What do you mean Parazumin Aruba Hoysa? He's putting it into different terms now, you know? So apparently, if you're going to say it's Tainas Rov, so then it has to be in that framework. In other words, that person has a right to say that my case is from the Rov. That's Rav's position. Okay, it's a lochan taina. It's a lochan taina. That's a valid taina. It's a superior taina. We have two tonim. One says I'm from the meat, one says I'm from the rove. The taina from the rove is a superior taina. And Shmuel maintains there's no taina like that. Let's take the Taisus. We left off in Tom. Okay, somebody take it. Yeah, so that we did, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's see. What is this answer? Okay, gives it a kimta. Both the same price. Inami
Shemachalo Kadim Machavios Shava Mosayim Zos. The Lord Shaykhun Zah does them in plow.
This is $200 worth of Kadim or Chavis, okay? All right, so far it's just an akimta. Okay, Umairi.
Umairi, the Islay Zuzay, Lord Shaykhun Marshol Kado Zuzah.
Right, because now since they're both the same price, so what does the lokeach want from the mochar? He wants a chavis, but they're both the same price anyways. So you got to say that the mochar doesn't have any damim, because if he has damim, So the mocha has dhamma. I'm sorry, the mocha has dhamma, because if he doesn't have any dhamma, so it wouldn't be any problem. We'll say take shava kesef. What do you want? You want shava kesef? They're both the same price. So take shava kesef, right? And that's what the mocha could do. Because the mocha could pay him off with if he doesn't have any dhamma, so he could pay him off with shava kesef. So what does the mocha want to give him? He wants to give him kadam, give him kadam. It's the same amount. I mean, that's the thesis. That's the thesis. You must say he has money. So when he has money, so he can't be misalik with shava kesef. So the lokeach wants kesef. Because the mecha is bottle. He don't go bust a rove. And the lokeach wants to go bust a rove. So he want, what's his taina? His taina is that I wanted, I said what? I said chavius. So I want chavius. So the mocha will say, take the kadim. Same thing, I'll pay in kadim. Same amount. So what's the problem? So what do you have to say in Ochum HaManach HaRov? Even if you go bust a rov, he's still to pay him with kadim. So the answer is because he has money, so he can't be misalik him with shava kesef. So Lakech wants the money. So, what's the problem? Oh, he just turned it on. Oh, you're right. Okay. All right, so once again. So if it's speaking that the mocha has money, because if he doesn't have money, so there's no din Torah here. Because what does Lakech want? Lakech wants back his money. But if he doesn't have money, he can pay him back with shava kesef, so he can pay him back with kadim. So even if you go bust a rov, and he owes him the chavius, but that's only if he has money, so then he can ask for his money back with some mekhtos. But if he doesn't have money, he can pay him back with shava kesef, so he can pay him back with kadim. So what's the problem? Whether you say ochum bust a rov or you say in ochum bust a rov, it'd still be the same thing. The only difference will be a din mekach kayim or not, but who cares? My nafkamina. Okay? That's Thesis. Okay, so far, so good. Okay.
Well,
the Thesis is saying that in this case, it's very fine kadim, fine pottery. So fine pottery could be as expensive as a barrel. Okay? That's what Thesis means. But now, what Thesis means like this, Thesis is going back on what I said before. If the case is that the mocha is the muhzuk, okay? If the case is that the mocha is the muhzuk, and the mocha wants to give him a kad, regular case. So the mocha wants to give him a kad, and he wants to go bust a rov, and he wants to get chavius, okay? And he gave the money, so then it's a very simple kimta, that money is still extant. Okay? Right? But what about the other case? Where they said kad, and the lokeach bought the kad al yidei kinyan chalipin. Okay? So now, and he owes him money. So the mocher says that you owe me money, because I go bus a rove, and kad is kad. But we say, kamashma ein ochum amenach harov, and the lokeach doesn't have to pay him, because he's a muhzik. Right? Okay. But now you can't say isna hulahanich zuzi, because there's no zuzi mechira. Right? So therefore the lokeach could say to the mocher, keep your kadam. Because he's saying that. In other words, he can give pay him back and shove a kesef. What does the mocher want from the lokeach? He wants the money. Right? But there is no mos mekach now. Okay? So since there's no mos mekach, so he can't claim money. So the lokeach could say to the mocher, keep your kadim, keep your chavis, whatever he wants. He can pay him back with shava kesef. He doesn't want to pay him unless he gets what? He doesn't want to pay him unless he gets the chavis, right? The lokeach. And the mocha only wants to give him a kad. And he wants to go bus a rov. Kamashmo, you don't go bus a rov, and lokeach has to pay. Right? But why does lokeach have to pay? Let the lokeach say to the mocha, that keep your take whatever you want and take your kadam. Take your chavis. Okay, it's a mosque, right.
Why do you
have
another
thing?
What?
So if you go Basarov, so the mocher has a right to he says was a good mekach, right? Was a good mekach, so therefore you owe me the money, right? Okay, so let's say we go that way. It's a good mekach, you owe me the money, right? So either give me the chavis or I'm not going to pay you, right? And the mocher says, no, we go Basarov, you owe me the money, right? So Lakech will say to the mocher, so take your, you got your money. You got your money, keep your kadam and chavis. I can pay you in Shavu Kesef. Right? There's no domain mekach. Right? That's Taisus. Okay? You follow?
Is that nullifying the sale?
Well, in other words, it won't make any difference. The same kasha, you have the same kasha. Won't make any difference whether you nullify the sale or you don't nullify the sale. Because if you don't nullify the sale, so then the lokeach will say to the mocher, I don't have any money, and I don't have the money of the mecher, right? Because there is no money.
You've
never given over.
Okay.
So what do you want? I'll pay you in Sheva Kesef. Keep what you got. Okay? So you can have the same problem. So you have to say, Taisa says that he was makna him the money, agav karka. So now you have the mecher. And he wants that money. Because there was the money for the sale. Okay? Do you follow? There was particular money that was involved in the transaction. So he wants the transactional money. Right?
So you can't say.
So if you didn't, if you went Basarov, so he'd have to pay him the transactional money. But if you don't go Basarov, so he doesn't have to. He keeps it. Okay? Right? That's Lasers. In other words, he's makna him a piece of karka.
Okay.
And the money's on the karka. So agav, he says, with this little bit of karka, you'll be kona the money too. Kinyan agav. Okay? All right. Right, okay. You got the pshat? All right. Oh, so the Rav, I keep looking around. So the Rav's question was that if you're going to say it was maknem the money agav karka, so who owns the money now? The mocher, and the lokeach is just holding it for him as a pekudin. So who's the mochzer? So the mocher is the mochzer. So you don't have the case because the case with kad is where the lokeach is the mochzer. So now he's not going to be the mochzik anymore. Okay, that was his kasha. All right, so the Rav wanted to say it like this. He wanted to understand in general, what's the idea, id isnu lanach zuzi? What's the idea, id isnu lanach zuzi? Why is it that he can only claim from hanach zuzi? Right? I mean, well, in other words, the regular case, I gave the mocha the money. So my claim against him will only be if the money is banned, if the money is in existence. What kind of halacha is that? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right? So the Rav said that it's a special halacha that he has a shibud on the money. That this shita holds that the money that you give from Mekach, you as a lokech have a shibud on that money. Okay? You have a shibud on that money. And he wanted to say the Rambam, there's a Rambam that supports it. You get me, Rambam? Malva Velova, and also Mechira, and also Ishus. But, okay. Right. He says, and the Rambam had the same idea. The Rambam had the same idea as Taisus. Because Because the Rambam says like this, in Perek Chavav, Hilchas Malva V'lov, Halacha Yud Beis. Ha'isha Shelofsa B'Shtar, okay, a woman borrows money with a shtar. We're not going to go into that case so much. The Nisas, Chayeves L'Shalem, Macha Shenisas. Because it was with a shtar and there's a shibud, so she has to pay. Okay? The Baal can't, the fact that she's married doesn't mean anything. A shibud on her nechasim. So the fact that she gets married doesn't take off the shibud. So, okay? Says, Vimhoisa milval peh, but let's say it wasn't milval peh, it was no shibud. Einem ishalemes acha tiskare shosha tisalme. Sherishus val kirshus lokeachu. Kamosha biyana makam makomos. So the money is an extant. And the money is an extant. And she's married. So she's in the rishus of the Baal. So she has no chiyuv to pay back as long as she's married. Because it's like rishus lokeach. It's not an rishus. The money's not an rishus anymore. She's in somebody else's rishus. Vim hoyu da'aram mez. Vim hoyu osan mo'os ha'alvo atzmon kayamin. Yachziru osan l'malvo. Okay? But if these monies themselves, the monies of the mekach lokayim, are in existence, so then the malva has a claim against them. Right? So the Rav Magid asks like this. What? That's the question. Exactly. What difference does it make whether the money is extant or whether it's not extant? It's milva lotzon etna. So. Mashakas Rabbeinu, the. Umashikas Rabbeinu Vin Hoyu Mos Halvo Atzmon Kayamin Yachziru Son Lamalva Shehu Kediv Rabbeinu Shrirov Rabbeinu Haizal Shekasafti Lamaila Afilu Belovso Mishanisas Ukvar Kasafti Bazer Vafshi Sheyotzalahen. So where's this question before? You raised the question before. Just a second. He asked the question before, it says like this. He says, he quotes the Rabbeinu Hai Gaon before in Tess. V'divreyem tzarech li'ion, belovso, v'fi shiye shloma shakivan shemilva lo'atzo nitna, okay, take if shelovso zocha ba. The moment she borrows, she was zocha in the money. Zocha ba ba'al. La'achilas peros. Avo b'kodin v'gezel g'nevah pasha, the chol lechav disnao b'rshusu, by Pekodin it's different, but over here it's over here it's Mivalotzon Itna. So what difference does it make if the Moas are Kayam? But they're gone already, because as soon as they reach her hand, so they're gone, and the Baal is Zochas, that's Rishus Baal. So that's his Kasha. Okay? So the Rev wanted to say, but you see from the Rambam that if a Malva gives a Lova certain money, that as long as the money is extant, as long as the money is in existence, so he has a shibud on that money. Special shibud on that money. Okay? Special shibud on that money. Same halacha like Taisus is quoting. So therefore the Rav wanted to answer that when Taisus says that he's makna the money to the mocher, it doesn't mean that he's really makna the money itself. It means he's makna him the schus of collecting from this money. So the schus shibud is maknaim. He's maknaim the schus shibud. That's what Taisus means. Because otherwise, and that's why he's a mochzik. Okay? The agav is not a real transaction. The agav is a transaction only on the schus shibud. But it wasn't a transaction on the gufa davar. I mean, it's not, the Taisus doesn't say it. I mean, but he says you got to say that in Taisus. Otherwise you're going to have a serious problem. Okay? All right. That's the good question. Question is, what's the nature of this shibud? What do you have a shibud on metalton? What's the nature of the shibud? But the Rav didn't go beyond that. He just said, you see, the Rambam and Taisus both have the same idea. Okay? All right. So that was bothering me also. What kind of a concept is it?
But
in the notes, it doesn't mention anything beyond that point. That's all. Just answer the question. That's it. Okay? All
right. Remember, when you say the Momo is in existence, in other words, if you lend a guy a $50 bill, it has to be that $50 bill? If I took it. No,
and the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha remains because it's Milvelot's on it now. Milvelot's on it now. So you're going to say as a special Shibud, I mean, you're adding a concept. It's true. And it looks like the Tesis has the same concept. But the concept itself is difficult to understand. Okay? So what I wanted to say was like this. Yes? And it depends how you define Milvelot's on it. If you define Milvelot's on it, means that the money is completely the Lovas, just like all these other monies. Okay? And the Malva completely is gave away his money just as if he'd give it to Matana. So then you can't say that he can collect from that money because that money's not existent. Okay? Because Milvelot's on it now. But maybe the pshat in Milvelot's on it now is different. Milvelot's on it now means the money really is like a pekudin in her hands. But she has the rights of Hotzah. She has the rights of Hotzah. Okay? So therefore, it's not a matter of a shibud. You don't have to introduce the idea of a shibud. You just say as long as it's be'en, so it's a pekudin in the hands of the lova for the malva. So the malva really still be'en ha-malva. The only thing is that the money, she has a reshus in that money to use it for whatever she wants. She can use it for anything she wants. Okay? So then it will make sense. Okay, because that's why he can claim it. Not because he has a shibud on the Talon, but because the money is really still his. Still in his reshus. It's a pekudin. But she has the right with this pekudin to be mishtamish with it in any way she wants. Okay? That would answer the wrong.
All right, when you go back.
Okay? Yes.
Exactly
the answer. Exactly. Very good. In other words, that would answer the question about what's the difference between the reshus baal and between the she spends it. Because that's not Hotzah. That's just, she comes under another Rishus, but it's not Hotzah. So since it's not Hotzah, so that's why it's still the Malva still can claim it. Okay? Still the Rishus of Malva. Okay, so I remembered something about this from early years. So give me Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin says, I'm a Kaddish B'milva, ain't I'm a Kaddishis. All right? In other words, he lends the lady money, and now he wants Mekadosh her with the money that she has in her hands from him as a halvah. So it says, Einam Mekadoshes. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, the kicham is the Ephron Gamrin, the Yav Midi B'Shas Kedushin. U'milva lo tzon nitna. U'kvar hein shelo. U'mo'os acherem hi chayev eslo. So how is Rashi learning? That the milva, the most milva are gone. Okay, because that's what Rashi says. So that's why there's nothing there. The milva lotzana, kvar hein shelo, umos acherim mechayev eslo, right? But it's an interesting thing. Rashi Amem Zayin says something different. Rashi Amem Zayin went off. But the Gemara says, hamakadosh milva ein mekadesh, it's milva lotzana nitna. Rashi says, lotzana nitna, halova rashoi lotzia bohotzah. The Eino Chayev La Amido Beiska Shetehei Metsuya Bechol Eish Sheyitveno. You hear Rashi? Shetehei Metsuya Bechol Eish Sheyitveno. Kivin de lo tzoa nitna Havi lo kidido Velo yoev lo midi. Here Rashi learns this way. That milo lo tzoa nitna means that there's a reshus hotzoa. But she's not mochus. What does it mean lo tzoa nitna? Means she doesn't have to keep it intact. Like put it in business, put it to work in business, so that he can claim it any time. But she has a right to spend it for whatever she wants. And since she has a right to spend it for whatever she wants, it's as if he gave her nothing. Because in terms of Hanoah, she's not there. Okay? So you see two Rashis, two gears to the two Rashis. Rashi learned one way in the beginning, he learned the Mobile Son in a different way. But this Rashi learns exactly like we're saying. Okay? It's interesting. There's Rashi and Ksubis, which is Dafayim Bezal Menalaf, which is mashma, it's hard to determine. Ayin Dalin Omer Aleph, he says like this. Dafayim Dalin Omer Aleph, Rashi Dimaskul Benova. Shemocha lo milva shechayevas lo. Okay. Amakadosh milva. Bamina bekidushin deina bekideshes. The mishum de mishua shelovsa nitna lohotsoa ubershusa kaimo. Bahashta lav midi yavla. What is it? How's the mashma over there? Mishua shenitna lohotsoa. Mishua shelovsa nitna lohotsoa ubershusa kaimo. It's mashma the first way. Mashma the first way. Yeah. There's no substance. He didn't give her any substance. So you see, Rashi's in two places. He learns like that it's completely hers. And in one place he learns it's a schus hotzah. The Rambam definitely learns it's a schus hotzah like the other Rashi. Okay? So that's why he can claim. All right? Okay. Yes? Yeah. Ramanish is Perakei Alochi Yad Gimel. So, Hanach pointed this Ram out to me. I'm a Kaddish b'milva, afilu hoysa b'shtar, ena mekadeshes. Ketzad. Kigan shehoya lo etzlochov, listen carefully. Shehoya lo etzlochov dinur, v'ama lo hare mekadeshes li b'dinur, sheyesh li b'yotcha, ena mekadeshes. Why? B'nei sham milva lo tzon nitna. The ein kan... Shum dover kayom le honos bo meata shekvar hotzio osa dina v'ovra hanasa. Is he in agreement or not?
You read one more time.
Okay. Amakadosh b'milva perakei alocha yidimo. Amakadosh b'milva afilo hoysa b'shtar enu mekadeshes. G'gan sheketzat. G'gan shehoya lo etzlochov dinor v'omar lo harayat mekadeshes li b'dinu sheyesh li b'yotcha enu mekadeshes. Why? Nitna. The ain kan shum dover kayam lehonos bo me'ata shekvar hotzia osa dinu v'over hanasa. So what does Ram say? What? It's a schus. It says shekvar hotzia osa dinu. So the Ram's case mekadosh milva is where she spent it. But if she didn't spend it, apparently you could do it. It's interesting. Interesting, Rama. He doesn't commit himself to anybody, but it's mashma like that. But he says shekvar hotzia, so it's mashma to Rama holds that way. That milva lo tzon nitna is like the other Rashi. Okay?
Yes. He spent it, but that.
It's apparently the Rama argues with Rashi in Daf Mem Zayin on an often condition. Rama maintains that you must say she spent the money. But if she didn't spend it, so then he did give her something. Rashi says he didn't give her anything because there's no hanoah there, because she has rights to use it anyways. So what is she gaining? She's not gaining anything. Apparently the Rambam holds, but as long as there's a chefza, so then it would be considered a nesina. Interesting. So apparently the Rambam holds, the fact that what she'd gain is that now it's transferred to her rishos, and he doesn't have schusei gvi on it anymore. Right. No chov won't help you, because no chov is the milva lo tzon nitna where she spent it. But where she didn't spend it, so she's gaining in that respect that there's no gvia, you can't have any gvia on this money anymore. On the cash. Yeah, but that's true, but right now she didn't. That's a Rashi maintains. Rashi maintains she has the right to do anything, so that's machlekes. And that's going to be the machlekes. Rashi's going to maintain that way. But since she has the right to do anything, so there's no substantial hanoah. The Ram maintains, no, there was a transference of a chefza, and there is a benefit. So therefore, it's interesting. Okay. Okay. Let's get back to the Tesis. All right. So, how does it work out in the Tesis? You still have the Rav's kasha, right? That what? That if he... That he's not going to be... it's true, he's not a mochsik anymore. So mechira, the same thing. The ma'os mechira are, as long as they're be'en, so as long as they're be'en, they're biyara mocher, but the mocher has the rights to use them He has the rights to use them, but it's tied. There's an achrayas, on that money. For the money has an achrayas of mechar, of the mekach. There's achroy. The money's achroy for the mekach. Okay, there's an achrayas for the mekach. So, right, there's an achrayas for the mekach. So, yeah. Right, so the Rosh Kashas is still there. Okay. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to ask another question. When in a regular case by the mocher, right? So I said the mocher is a muchzik, right? The mocher is a muchzik, correct? So the mocher is a muchzik. But the question is, what kind of a muchzik is he? We asked that question, right? Because we know how he got the money, right? So what kind of a muchzik is he, right? And especially according to this shita, where he may be he's a muchzik, but there's chusei gviya that the lokeach has on that from that money. Okay, but why? What kind of a muchzik is he? Because it would seem like the muchzik is dependent upon the that's the higufa is the question over here. That is he a muchzik? Is he not a muchzik? If it's a mecher, he's a muchzik. If not a mecher, he's not a muchzik. He's just holding it. So the answer is it's a different kind of a muchzik. What kind of a muchzik is it? He's a muchzik because it's mechzer guvaina. In other words, the lokeach, in order to attain that money, would have to be gover the money in bezdin. Okay, so it's mechzer guvaina. So it's a different kind of a muchzik. It's not like a muchzik that a guy has things in his house. That's an ordinary muchzik. But over here, the reason why the mocher is a muchzik is because it's mechzer guvaina, because he's holding it, and in order for the lokeach to get it, he has to be gover. Okay, so that makes him a muchzik, right? So then we can say like this in Tosfos, that since the lokeach has chusei gviya on the money, even though he transferred it to the mocher through a kinyan agav, but he has chusei gviya on that money, and he is holding it, so it's a mechzer guvaina also. So that's why he's a mechzer.
Lokeach.
Right. Do you follow? In other words, he has a shibur on the money. He has and he's holding it. Correct? So it's mechzer guvaina. And since it's a mechzer guvaina, so he's a muchzik, just like the mocher's a muchzik. Okay? So if that's the case, you could say that Tosfos really meant plain pshat in Tosfos, that it was maknehim agav kaka, not that he was maknehim the schusim, because that's a strange kind of aknoa, that he's maknehim the schusim. I mean, that'll be a strange kind of aknoa. Tosfos is not mashma like that. So you could say that the muchzik over here is a different kind of a muchzik. He's a muchzik because it's a mechzer guvaina. So vis-a-vis the lokeach, the money of the mocher is a mechzer guvaina. So over here in reverse, since he has schusim schusei gviya on the money, it's in his rishus, so it's considered mechzer guvaina. If it's mechzer guvaina, so that would make the lokeach a mochzik. Okay. So maybe you can learn Tosfos straight. Okay. It's not like it's just like Mavalatzan. No, he didn't just give him money Lotzor. He gave him money for the Mekach. So the money, if it's Be'en, is tied to the Mekach. So he really, it's the Mekach has a chrayus of the Mekach on the money. So if he has that money, if it's in his reshus, in his possession, so it's Mechzer Gavina. If it's Mechzer Gavina, so he's the Mosek, even though he's Maknetor. Okay. All right, that's all I wanted to say. In Alvar, there's always Kabbalah Zachariah, so you can't say that she's just like a Shomer Pekudin. And if the money was Nignav Ideonis, that she'll be Potter. Because that's the very essence of a Chov, is Kabbalah Zachariah, complete Kabbalah Zachariah. Okay? All right, now we could take another. This one Hanukh brought to my attention as well. Perek Zayin and Ilchas Mechira Halacha Dalet. Perek Zayin Hilchos Mechira Halacha Dalet. Mi Shehoya Lo Chov Eitzel Chavero, Interesting. Mishra lo chovetz chaver v'amalo machor li chov yishal yayin b'chov sheyesh li etzlach v'rotza ha-mocher ha-reza k'misha nosan ha-dom emato. Okay? Just like gave the money. V'chol ha-choze bo makabo misha parah. Why? Because Moos ain't amkonos midin Torah. But if you buy with Moos, you get a mishapara. And if you don't keep the deal, v'fichoch im mochalo karka b'cholvo ein echad mehem yochal lachzavo. The yafapish ein Moos hamalva mitzuyos v'shas amecher. Even though the Moos hamalva are not there. Okay, so it's still considered as if the Moos hamalva are there. So the Rambam was the pashat that he gave him something, right? But even if the Masmov are not there, right? So the Ravid argues, so the Ravid asks, he says, Am Avram, lo yodati ze loma, sherei hushvu agonim kulom, malva lo tzon nitno, ve'ena kinesin asmos klal, ve'ochi amrini v'kedushin, v'shavim memecha, shezeh kona, v'imilva lo tzon nitno, v'mecha v'may kona, the Gemara says. So you see that the Gemara holds you can't be kona mecha because of the novel of on it. No, so how could the Rambam say over here you can't be kona, right? Okay, yeah, because the Rambam is speaking in a case where there's no dum kayon, and in spite of that he holds it's a kinyan, right? So I want an answer like this. Want to think about it a minute? The Rambam is Rav's question is the novel of on it. Now here the Moss are not kayon. So what did he give him? Didn't give him anything. Right? That's the kashan
aram.
Okay. In other words, the mocha, the malva lent the lover the money, and the lover has a barrel of wine. So the malva wants to buy it. So how does he buy it? He buys it with the chov that he owes him. So he gave him the money that he owes him. But the Ravid's question is no nesinas malos because mevalot sonet, and Aram says the mosa nakayamos. Okay. That's the rabbit's question. Okay? But I was thinking like this, that, you see, what's the halacha? The halacha is, I mean, I'm not in a sugi now, but the halacha is that if you, that mos ain't in konos, right? You can't buy, really, mid a rice and mos ain't in konos. But it's kona lemekim oleba mishapara. Right? So, that's mid rabbana. Okay, that's what the Ram says, v'chol achozubo makabu mishapara. Right? So the question is like this. The Ravid learns that it's takana nesinas mos, that it's a kinyan mit rabbanon. It's a kinyan mit rabbanon, and the rabbanon said, not that it's a kinyan, but mishapara. Okay, it's a kinyan as far as mishapara is because I'm mit rabbanon. The Rambam learns like this, that ordinarily if you chozer, if you just have dibur in your chozer, right, so ordinarily we say that that's nothing. All right, it may not be tzaddik, but there's no mishapara, right? So when the Chachamim said nesinas mos, there's a mishapara. What they meant was, it's more if it's more than dibur, so then it's a mishapara. Because it's not that they created a new kinyan mos for mishapara, but they said once there's nesinas mos, so there's a transaction, so then you can't say it's like dibur, and for dibur you don't get a mishapara. So therefore, the Rambam maintains that mechila sachov is a chalos. So as long as there's a chalos, it's more than dibur. So if it's more than dibur, so then you're subject to a mishapara. Do you know what I mean? That's the machlokes Rambam and Ravid. According to the Ravid, the Chacham made a new kinyan kesef. And what's the new kinyan kesef? It's not a kinyan that you really kona that Bezel's going to take it out of your hands. But if you back out. But it's a kinyan for mishapara. But the Rambam learns that's not the halacha. The halacha is dibur, really, you're Russia if you change your mind. But there's no mishapara. But there's no mishapara. But if you go into a transaction, a maisa chalos, then it's more than dibur, and then there's a mishapara. So he maintains that the chalos mechila sachov is a chalos. So that's more than dibur. So since it's more than dibur, so it will be enough for a mishapara. Okay? Yes. Yaakov's right. He wouldn't explain the last part of the Rambam. Because over there, halacha is mos konos. over this mosque comments. Just okay. Right. So kind of there's two concepts of Rov. One concept of Rov is Rav's concept, that the taina that I'm from the Rov is a taina and din that could even be motzi moment. And the other concept of Rov is the one that Shmuel agrees with. We have Rov and the Dumb and Messiah, so then you go Basar Rov and you motzi from the Chazaka. Why? Because there the Rov and the Dumb and Messiah is a Much Chamilsa for the Gemira's Das. So Rov comes under two headings. It could be a supporter of the Gemira's Das, an evidence of Gemira's Das, or Rov could be Rav's Halachim Bav Basar, which is simply that the taina that I'm from the Rov is a taina malia. And you can notice a moment. But that taina, according to Rav, that you're from the Rov, where the Dumb Modim are against it, is simply doesn't work. Why? Because it can't be motzi momen from a mulsik where it's reduced. It's in other words, because it's in conflict with the Dhamma. So it's not a tiny malus anymore. It's not a tiny malus anymore. Because the Dhamma Modim are against them. Okay? Alright? Okay. Okay, so David asked a good question here. A question back on the Tysus. That that what does Taisa say that it's speaking that he has money, Myridis Lezuzi, but how could he be Misalakim with Zuzi if you go Basarov? Because Taisa's question is that what does it make go Basarov, don't go Basarov? So you must say that that he has money, because otherwise he could give him the card for the money. But why should he be able to be Misalakim with Zuzi altogether? If you go Basarov, so then he should be kohen of the chavius, assuming the mocher has the chavius. So he should be kohen of the chavius. So if I go basarov, he can be kohen of the chavius. If I don't go basarov, so then so he gives him the kad. So he gives him the kad, right? So then he gives him the kad. Okay. So it makes a big enough for me whether you go basarov or you don't go basarov. So what's Taisa's point? So well, the basic question is, how could Taisa hold Misalakim Mezuzi? Then you have to say to Isle Zuzi, if there's no Zuzi, there's no Nafkamina. But the truth of the matter is that there's a big Nafkamina anyways. Even if there's no Zuzi, you can Misalakim with Shava Kesef. Because that way you can Misalakim with Shava Kesef of Kad, but it can't be, but if there's a, if you go by Sarovi, he was Kohen of the Chavis. So this goes back to what we said, our premise in the beginning of the sugya. It's a good raya for our premise. Namely, that we asked the kasha on, Rabbi Anton says, the mocha could say, bar li shanim min ha-mu'at. So what? But that doesn't mean that the lokeach was from the mu'at. So there was no gemiras das. How do you prove gemiras das? But the answer is based on the Rashbam, that if you went basarov, so then the lokeach could say to the mocha that you can't give me a kad, because I was mafarish. Of course, the rov is like a pirish. So the burden of pirish was on you. Okay, it doesn't mean that you go bus a rov and it proves that the mocha had gemiras das, but it proves that the mocha should have been mafarish. And since he was mafarish, it's iu dafsa danafshe. So it's psay that's mumon, and that's why it's translated into mumon. But we don't say the kinyan was chal. It's a good raya. It's a very good raya. It's an excellent raya. Okay, good. Okay, I just want to mention one thing in case we didn't record it yesterday, that the Taisvus, the Inami and the Taisvus is all going according to the Taisvus and Vav HaMadav. That on the Nechzeid Me Raja LaRaja, that where the Dom HaMasayeh LaRov, so then you go Bas HaRov, and when the Dom HaMasayeh LaChazok, you go Bas HaChazok. Okay, in case you're wondering, how does Taisvus know that if the Dom HaMasayeh LaRov, there you go, Basarov. That's the Sheet Satasis and Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. That's what Tais before mentions. Yeah, you have to take a look over there. Okay.